Yeah, exactly. The middle name is a very good burial ground for big ideas and family names that you hate.
Burial ground, I love it. Jane. I've just changed your name by default. Jane Jensel from Mumsnet. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us about that. One in five parents on that poll on Mumsnet say they regret the choice of their name. Well, we know one person who definitely had a really big ideas about what their son would one day do. John Holmes's mum and dad.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see, that's weird, isn't it? Because my parents, obviously, John Holmes is also the name of a porn star.
Is it?
Did you not know? Don't pretend you didn't know that.
I'm not saying I've never seen porn, but I didn't. Which one?
Oh, right, so in the 70s, there was a porn star called John Holmes. Okay. He's dead now with the AIDS, but he was...
On that happy note?
Yeah, well, no, but fair enough.
Family radio?
Yeah, all right. But, you know, it's just a fact. Anyway, so, but obviously, Jonathan is my name, but John Holmes, but they... I'm sure they
I
knew.
I like the fact that your I'm parents sure they didn't knew. Know. You sure. said, no, you think whenever, you think your mum didn't know, your dad knew all along, and he's sitting
really
there
did.
Giggling in the, whenever, the register office.
Whenever I interview an Hollywood star, and that has happened, they all, I mean, all of them go, John Holmes, really? Like that. And I have to negotiate my way through interviews, like including Robert De Niro.
We have to point
going,
out,
you know there's a porn star called John Holmes. Yes,
but you
I
have,
know.
Do you have to point out every time you interview people, A, I am not a porn star, B, I'm not dead?
No, also that, although I have got the same size. Very famous.
Oh, again, family radio here at Talk Radio. I'm not even going to ask you what's coming up on your show because you're going to say meat and that will make it all much, much worse. Coming up after 1 o'clock, Mr. John Holmes, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock for clean, good, wholesome family radio.
Unlikely.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Becker Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Second half starting. 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and accas only. Please gamble responsibly.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is as well. At 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, junior doctor strike is condemned by the Prime Minister. Trump and the Mexican President are in a war of words and claims over Prince's drug use.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has accused the British Medical Association of playing politics over patient safety after announcing a series of strikes over junior doctors' contracts. A five-day walkout in England, which will involve a full withdrawal of labour, is planned for later this month, followed by more dates which are yet to be announced. Dr. Ankar Sahota is the chair of the London Assembly Health Committee and he's told Talk Radio the government should listen.
Everyone wants a seven-day NHS. We do have a seven-day NHS at the moment, but the level of services the sector said thinks he can provide requires much more funding and much more staff in the system, and we simply don't have that. And these doctors are saying, look, you are making us do some things which will affect patient care, and we can't deliver that for the resources we have.
Tributes have been paid to a 10-year-old boy and his aunt who were killed by a car being chased by police in southeast London. Michael McDermott, who was a child actor, and Rosie Cooper have been described as incredible and caring. Three girls who were also injured in the crash have now been released from hospital. A 23-year-old is still in police custody. A 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder by police investigating the death of a banker, feared to have been killed by a single punch. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlove died after being hit while waiting for a taxi after a night out in Blackheath in southeast London. UK manufacturing output has unexpectedly risen to its highest level for 10 months. Weaker sterling since the vote to leave the EU has been driving up export orders. A £20 million fund and a new review board have been announced to improve Southern Rail services and problems on its network. The government measures follow months of disruption in a row about the role of guards and staff shortages. Mexico's president says US Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump's policies threaten his nation. The comments come hours after they shook hands following what's been described as a constructive meeting. The billionaires reiterated, though, he wants Mexico to pay for a wall between the two countries. Sebastian Payne, who's been covering the election for the Financial Times, has told Talk Radio it's not a surprise he stood by the controversial policy.
He's going to do this campaign as he wants it, surrounded by his friends, surrounded by people who believe the same things that he does. I don't think he's going to acquiesce and try and moderate at all. So in that sense, this is Trump being Trump right here, sticking to his Mexican policy, and he's going to win or lose on that.
And Prince's ex-girlfriend has revealed he once lived on a cocaine diet and would go as long as 5 days without sleep. Charlene Friend, who was sued by the star after they split, claims he hid his habit and says she believes it contributed to him having wild mood swings.
Now, let's look at the percentage of words you got correct in that bulletin.
How did I do, Joe?
Well, I'd say it was 60%, do you think?
What
was the one you really struggled on? There was one.
I didn't notice any struggles.
Didn't you? Can we get, for the half hour, can we get Victoria's bulletin clipped up?
Oh, man.
Where she just get all of the words she got wrong and just put them in together. Can we do that?
Intolerable.
What?
Intolerable.
Well, I can't even say that. Right, Victoria had the news. Is it Ben?
Can I do the weather? I have to do that.
All right, fine.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Victoria's got the weather.
Where's the jingle, John?
Well, it was just there.
No, but your little...
Victoria, she's got the weather.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, before you do it, Cornelius.
Oh, yeah.
Cornelius. Did you hear Julie Hartley Brewer's programme?
No,
which is weird because you work on that. But anyway,
yeah. But the fact I work on it's weird.
But yes, it really is. But the fact that she was talking about parents that bestow awful names on their children, and I don't know why you weren't the guest.
Because I have an excellent name.
One in five parents regret the names they've given their children.
Well, one in five employers regret employing you.
Thanks, God.
Sorry.
Slam.
Sorry, did I say five? I meant one.
In one. Harsh, isn't it? Already, we've been on air 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes of the show and already.
I'm trying to get Victoria to walk out today.
I'd quite like to walk out. I'm not really feeling
Could you bring me a
today.
Curly fry again? You did that again 2 days ago.
No, but that's not on the menu.
It's garden peas today.
Can you bring me a pea?
What do you say?
Please.
Maybe.
Okay, princess.
I'm not a princess.
Princess and the pea.
Yeah, I got the reference.
I'm suggesting you sleep in my urine.
Okay, I'm not getting you a pea now. So, how are you today, John?
I'm fine. What's the weather?
Do I have to do it?
Yeah.
Do you actually want me to do it?
I suppose.
Generally dry and fine for most of England and Wales with some good spells of sunshine. Showery rain across Northern Ireland and
so
Scotland.
Confused.
Spreading to
Listeners
Northern England.
To Julia Hartley Brewer.
Highs of 23 degrees.
Heard what sounds like a radio show. And then the radio stays on and then this happens. It must be so weird. I don't know. Chloe? Can you press the button that involves Ben's pre-recorded sport, please?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Fraser Forster has been ruled out of England's opening World Cup qualifier away to Slovakia. The Southampton goalkeeper will miss Sunday's Group F opener after picking up an arm injury in training. Boss Sam Allardyce is yet to call up a replacement, meaning Joe Hart is likely to start. Yesterday, he completed his season-long loan move to Torino. Former England international Paul Merson told TalkSport he respects Hart for making the switch.
What I like about it, he's gone to a team that he's going to get a lot of action, and that's what he needs.
don't need to be sitting there having one shot a week somewhere. For me, fair play to him, and I still think he's our best goalkeeper by a long way.
England's cricketers are back in action at Headingley later after a record-breaking one-day international win over Pakistan earlier in the week. They lead the series 3-0 with two matches to go. Finally, onto tennis. Andy Murray plays his US Open second-round match against Spain's Marcel Granollers. In the women's draw, Naomi Brody will try and join Johanna Konta in the third round. She faces a tough task against fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben. That's a pre-recorded sport. Yesterday, he, if you heard it, do you remember at this time? He left, he forgot to edit his own sports bulletin, and the same thing got repeated twice. Did you mention that to him, Victoria?
I did mention it, and he seemed to be aware of it already.
He didn't care.
So maybe he just didn't care.
He just didn't care. That's his lackadaisical attitude, that is. Good. Right, shall we?
No.
Okay. We're going to anyway, despite what you think. Chloe, press the thing.
Talk Radio.
This week, Little's XXL deals are living up to their name. Get 50 grams extra with 300 gram of ricotta and spinach tortelloni for 89p and a 1 litre bottle of Prima Donna extra virgin olive oil for just £2.39. Bigger packs at better prices with Little's XXL range from Thursday the 1st of September, subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon then, and welcome my friends to the show that seek out their own other immortals. What they do on BBC local television. What can you tell us about this away day?
Do you remember that emissions scandal?
What, 18 months ago?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Scream at John Craven. Samuel Butnick is currently developing a smart lens. This was in his pre-Country File days, of course. But the actual pronunciation of it's fallen out of use now.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself dining club.
Aye, Captain, writes Stephen this afternoon. Jeremy Vine.
Have no external genitalia.
Boris Johnson in the library with a crime-fighting lens. In Animal Anatomy, a cloaca is the weather.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. And I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Okay, here we go then. Good afternoon and welcome. As now, like the mayor of Dover, well, he claims he was, doesn't he? We force you into the metaphorical toilet cubicle of your Thursday afternoon and coerce you into snorting up the next 3 hours. But through your ears as we chop out the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock on Talk Radio. I am almost certainly John Holmes. Welcome along. And on the day that the TV licence rules change, and from now on, by the way, you can only access the iPlayer, that's the rule, if you have a TV licence, rest assured that this show remains free to listen to, which I will be honest, I have to say is a good job, as quite literally no one would ever pay to hear this. I mean, it is free to you, and it's free, and even then, we're the least listened to afternoon show on UK radio by, I'll wager, quite some margin. Talk Radio, as we know, is the 34th most listened to national station out of a possible 39, and I mean, there's us, and then, you know, Arrow and Chill down here, whatever they are. But I think that's testament to Talk Radio's marketing strategy. So imagine what the afternoons, you know, are like on a station that no one listens to in the first... Basically, it's me, Cornelius, Asprodcast through the glass, Victoria and Chloe, literally listening to... That's it. And you. That's six listeners.
My mum.
And your mum. That's seven listeners. And also sometimes the head of creative here, Peter, listens, but only because he wants something to hate. Even Kate Lawler, right, on Virgin, a floor below us, I mean, just down there, has got more listeners, I think. And all she does, I've heard this, all she does is ask people to text in with what they're up to. Like, that's her thing. Text me, what are you up to? And she's got more listeners. It's all she does. She just, what are you up to? And people listen to that.
What are you up to?
Shut up. Shall we then? Let's put some work in. Headline Headline hijack on the way. Of course, Victoria is the proud owner of this mouth.
This mouth.
And out of it comes the news in regular half-hourly intervals. 2 p.m., however, it will dribble not just the news down her chin, but also a made-up news lie. It's headline hijack. Of course, all you have to do is make up a news story, pretend you're a tabloid journalist, and make something up out of your head and see it produced as fact. It'll come out of Victoria's mouth in the news. That's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Plus, in this hour, we will meet a lonely what lunch. Lonely Lunch Club is here, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Would you like to be inducted into it? There's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Did you see, by the way, this is in today's news, right? And it's all over the social media, that there's much praise for an American football star. Did you see this? Who was visiting a school, and there was a child eating his lunch alone in the canteen, right? Because he's got no friends. And the American football star sat down to have lunch with him. And because of that, and a photograph was taken, it's all over social media, right? He is the most popular trending football... Oh, look at him. Look what he did. Someone was lunching alone, and he went and helped them. And he sat with them, and... this autistic little boy that no one would lunch with, right? And we do this every day. I mean, I don't know why I bother. Mm. We help people who are lunching alone every single day. We make them feel lonely every single day on this programme. And he's all over social media for doing it once. We've been doing it for 6 months. Are we on social media? No, we're bloody not. And do you know why? Because we do it for love. That's why. So if you're lunching alone, you can be autistic, whatever you are, I don't mind. We have no boundaries here. Simply get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and we will help you through your lunchtime. Are we on the social media? No. It doesn't matter. Work experience... I'm not bitter. Work experience punditry. It's in the news. It's a trending news story. And we do it every day.
Yeah, but Sex Luke's in charge of putting our stuff on social media.
Yeah, Sex Luke is in charge of that. It's too complicated to explain what Sex Luke is for first-time listeners, so I'm not going to bother. Anyway, download the podcast. It's all in there this week's. Work experience punditry as well. Today, who's coming in today? Steve?
Stephen. He's already in over an hour early.
Wow.
Have we had him before?
No, he's a new.
Is he?
You can tell.
Why is he here?
Because he's new.
Okay. So, Stephen is coming in to work his way through some geeky, gadgety crap. He is doing a work experience punditry. Basically, it's where work experiences review stuff and we don't have to pay them. That's kind of how it works. There's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. It's footstools or the Colosseum. There's a diversity paper review. See, we've been doing that for a long time as well. Yeah. Since Lenny Henry was just a tick in a box. And we'll be... are we venerated on social media for that? No, we're not. Showbiz comes from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There's the news in haikus. There's the unwanted return of radio's least popular quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today, Jake Yap has a crack at it. Plus, why not text us to tell us what you're up to this afternoon? Seems to work for Kate Bloody Lawler. Ginger Dave! Ginger Dave's producer!
Hello.
He's alive.
I mean, you haven't been here for weeks.
Week.
I mean, the last time you were here was in Edinburgh.
That's not here, is it?
No. That's what I mean. You haven't been here for weeks.
Yeah.
But in Edinburgh, you and I were there.
Yeah.
And you messed that right up, so...
Still went out, didn't it?
I mean, something happened. You got a bit of student in your beard. You got a... No, the other side. No, you missed it. Just wipe it off.
Joke's on you, mate, because it's the summer holidays, so no one's around.
Yes, they are, because you've been hanging around where they get the results. As we've talked about a lot. While you weren't here. Ask Broadcast!
Big man, aren't you? You're a big man.
Through the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe's on buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Victoria's playing fast and loose with the news. Paid into... What?
Hi, John.
Paid into Cornelius is...
Hello.
Like the mayor of Dover...
Yes!
Snorting coke.
What?
On the radio.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're here.
No. Oh, okay. Very clever. It's a coca cut. Yeah.
You got to put it up your nose, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That really hurt.
It's going to fizz the hell out of you.
Oh,
Ow! Cornelius there, snorting coke. It's a can of coke. Up the nostril. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio.
My eyes. Really hurts my eyes.
Should we start with some music?
Yeah.
Council walls come tumbling down. Play it on Talk Radio.
Are you gonna be threatened by the public enemy number 10?
The question remains, of course, as to why I would play music of that nature on a talk radio station. As Talk Radio's head of music, of course, I get to make the decision anyway, but why? Why would I be playing it? Well, the question needs answering. The answer is this. It's because it links to today's big story. Cornelius, you're learning. You've got your hand up.
Yeah.
I expect you've got a question.
Yes.
Yes.
Why are you
Except
playing
I'm
this?
I'm going to ask Dave, oh. because Dave's in today.
Well, he hasn't got his hand up.
No, but he's about to have his hand up. I'm not just a student.
Put my hand right down now, mate.
Producer Dave.
John.
Occasional Producer Dave.
John.
Like an occasional table, but ginger. What's your question? Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why am I here?
I don't know.
why do I bother?
It's a way to spend an afternoon.
It's the worst way.
You could have gone to the cinema. I mean, you could have done, you could have literally done anything.
I know.
But you chose to come here today.
Yeah.
We're just at a loose end.
I mean, literally, I mean, to do this afternoon. I'll be honest. My cleaner's coming. I need to get out of the flat. It's awkward, isn't it?
If she was a student, he'd have stayed. So, I love that. The producer turns up because the cleaner's coming and he needs to get out of the flat. That kind of sums it up. What's your question, Dave?
Oh, he's still on the radio.
Yes.
Why are you playing that song,
John? Oh, well, because it links to today's big story, doesn't it?
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's the Style Council, and walls come tumbling down. Whereas Donald Trump in the news today has very much said the wall will come tumbling up. For he has said, you know, you remember Donald Trump's wall between across the border between Mexico and America. He has said 100%. In a speech in Phoenix, Arizona, that if he becomes president, he will erect that wall and Mexico will pay for it. Mexico, of course, has said, don't be stupid, we're not doing that. But he has said that, so we are talking the big wall today because it's the big story. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's,
What?
Yeah. So, Could you get a guest of some kind to talk about this story? It's on the radio. When you talk about a big story, Cass, you know the rules. You have to get a guest to discuss it. I wonder if you could find one. That's your job.
Okay.
Great. So, Ask Broadcast will find us a guest. We'll talk Trump's wall next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Second half starting. 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and accas only. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M23 in Surrey, two lanes closed northbound between Gatwick Airport and the M25. There's a serious accident. On the M1 in Bedfordshire, you'll find slow traffic to get by an accident between Junction 10 and 11. That's Luton to Dunstable. And through Cambridgeshire, the southbound A1M has two lanes closed. There's a broken down lorry at Junction 14 for Alconbury. Broken down crane on the A1 in Nottinghamshire. The carriageway is shut northbound between Coulton-on-Trent and Tuxford. I'm Dave Stamford.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And Cornelius has been taking your reactions. Your reactions, of course, very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be a second date has come in from the president of Mexico, and a blind person says he just can't see where they're coming from.
Thank you very much. Indeed, if you've got a reaction, you can react it in this direction. It's Talk Radio. That's how it works. As on one border, well, it's ours, in Dover, a man in high office snorts coke off a bog seat. On another, in America, a man hoping for high office repledges his pledge to build a wall to keep the Mexicans out. Donald Trump, of course, the commander of the Night's Watch, has said that he, if elected, he will build this wall paid for by Mexico. And he said it will, and I quote, 100% happen. In a speech in Phoenix, Arizona, Trump said the wall will be built of ice and have dragons on it and keep out what he called the brown walkers, who he claimed were hell-bent on sweeping into America to get low-paid jobs in diners and gas stations. But here's the question. What are the actual particulars of building such a wall? Ask Broadcast is through the glass, and she has got us a guest. Cass, who are we talking to?
Tommy Walsh from off of the telly.
You've got Tommy Walsh off of Ground Force?
Yes.
Out of off of Ground Force?
Yes.
Actual Tommy Walsh?
Actual Tommy Walsh?
Yes.
That's exciting.
This is the best guest you've ever booked.
Yeah.
No.
How did you do that?
Because I found the guy that found the hole in the ozone layer. That was the best one.
He's on the phone.
Tommy,
Tommy, yeah, I know.
Tommy Walsh, hello.
John.
How are you?
I'm in top shape, thank you very much.
Good. Oh. Well, it's excellent to speak to you. Thank you very much. I mean, you're according to our guest booker, Cass, you're now our second best guest we've ever had on the programme. So, yeah. Here's the thing. So, people will know you from Ground Force, of course. We know you know the building trade, inside and also outside. If you were to give a quote for the cost of building a wall across the border of Mexico and America, how much would it be?
That's an interesting one, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is.
It's just under 2,000 miles across from the Gulf of Mexico to San Diego on the Pacific side.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, I think it can't physically be a wall. I think it has to be some sort of barrier because they've got to think of things like, you know, it gets pretty stormy down there and you'd have to make sure it had lots of holes in it so that the wind could blow through, otherwise it'd knock it over. But I think you've got to say it's going to be at least £1 million a mile. So that's, what, two billion?
£2 billion. But Trump says Mexico's going to pay for this. So
interesting one, isn't it? Yeah, how's he going to do that? It has to be at least 25 foot high. Otherwise people would just put a ladder up and climb over and climb down the other side with razor wire.
Yeah.
It's going to look really good, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Welcome to our country. This is what we're going to go right the way across America. And how long is it going to take? He'd probably be long dead and buried by the time... before it's finished.
It's Tommy Walsh off Ground Force. That's amazing. Right, so look, okay, that's an interesting point you make, though, about the...
Don't you think it might be more... If he thinks he's going to get in power, do you not think it might be, really, more to keep the people in than to keep the people out? Because if he gets in power, I think everyone's going to want to go south.
Well, you've got a point. Maybe that's his intention all along, and it's just a sort of double bluff. I'm interested in the holes thing. Is that right, though? If you build a wall, it has to have holes in it to allow the wind through. I hadn't really considered that. Is that that's a
building
thing?
Any barrier that you put up, any substantial barrier, because you know how stormy it gets down there, and you know all the hurricanes and everything. So any barrier, if it hasn't got a built-in facility to let the wind blow through it, of course it's going to knock it over almost straight away. You can't, it has to be very cleverly designed and built in order. And if you put holes in it, you can't make them so that they're footholes, because it'd be very easy for people to climb up and get over the top without even using a ladder.
If you were in charge of building the wall and Donald Trump phoned you, Tommy Walsh, off of Ground Force, and he said, right, I need a wall, and your quote is £1 million a mile, and he's happy with that, let's suggest that, and you've got your very clever wind hole idea, and that's wise, would you suggest decking and or a water feature?
Without a doubt, I'd say let's move the Colorado River so you can get a nice feature down there, and some nice comfortable outside furniture all the way along so people can relax and look at this beautiful feature that he's creating.
This could be a Ground Force special.
Well, we did go to America. We made two series in America for the American market, so they do know about us out there.
There
so,
you go.
I could get... Charlie, doing some nice water features down there.
Dimmock.
Yeah,
everyone liked Charlie Dimmock's water feature. Everyone. What about Titchmarsh? I mean, would he be up for it?
Well, he only went on one trip to America. We went there just after 9/11 and we did a special garden in New York. But that was the only time Alan went. He didn't want to go back.
Didn't he?
It was just me and Charlie who went back for the other two series.
That's very lazy of Alan, isn't it?
Well, I think he thought, he wanted to focus on his... on the UK, essentially, and didn't want to travel backwards and forwards.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, this is a fascinating subject. I wonder if you... I mean, what's the material you'd use to build this wall out? I mean, is it standard brick? Would you go down B&Q and get some panels? What's the advice, Tommy?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Yeah. There's basically on something... To construct something of that size, it has to be done quick. So I think it'd probably be preformed concrete. The Americans love that. With a steel fence on top of it, so it'll be so far up as concrete, and that would serve as the anchor for the fence above.
Yeah,
and then of course it'd be topped off with a big dose of razor wire, so that nobody could climb it.
Right.
And obviously, because you'd have a steel fence, it would allow the wind to blow through. And, of course, you know, that would be a nice legacy for Mr. Trump to leave the rest of the world when he's long gone. Look at what I've done. Yeah. I've recreated a wall bigger and stronger and better than the Berlin Wall that took us so long to get down.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to, and this is another quote, but if I wanted, as Donald Trump does, to build individual walls round Muslims, right? So, I mean, how much would it cost to build a wall round a person, like a sort of brick burkini? How much would that...
An interesting, interesting one. Well, again, we'd have to be very careful about the type of material. You want to make sure there's plenty of oxygen getting in there, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
They wouldn't suffer. Yeah. And maybe you'd have to put it on wheels, because they'd have to travel backwards and forward to the shop to spend some dollars.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it'd be an interesting one, that one. Again, it'd be a bit like a chimney around individual people, and they wouldn't have to wear a burqa then, because they could put little eye holes in. And, of course, that would keep him happy as well, because he could stop them from wearing a burqa, and they could wear a brick burqa, if you like.
A brick burqa. Tommy Walsh's Brick Burqa, which, if nothing else, is a good name for a band. I just want to, Tommy, before we let you go, I just want to bring in our newsreader, Victoria, here. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Victoria.
She's a big fan of yours, Tommy. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
When I told her you were coming on the programme, she got very excited.
She yelped, didn't she?
She actually...
Axel yelped.
Right. There's no other word to describe it, Dave. It was a yelp.
Yeah.
Why, Victoria? Do tell.
Well, I was really excited to hear you're coming on the programme because... Probably, I don't know how long ago this was. I was maybe 10 and I'm almost 30 now. But when the Trafford Centre was opened, I remember you did a TV programme.
Yes,
from
that's
there.
Right.
And I was very excited. I met you.
Oh, bless. I was a fashion guru for a year. How about that? That was an interesting one.
And you gave me your autograph on a scrap piece of paper.
Oh, bless. I never had any cards then, you see. I was going to sign up. You know, it's 20 years. You're right, because it's 20 years next year since we did Groundfalls, since Groundfalls came to air.
20? Was
really?
So it's our 20th anniversary next year.
So
yeah.
Are you coming back with a special? Because this wall, this Trump wall, could be the way forward, I think.
Couldn't it just, yeah.
Groundfalls, Titchmarsh, Dimmock, Walsh, the wall. It's like Game of Thrones. You could be like building this wall to keep the, as Trump calls them, the brown walkers out. And you could be in charge of it.
Think of the music we could play with it as well. Pink Floyd, you know? Another brick in the wall.
Yes.
Be great, wouldn't it?
And huh? other
that
songs.
Could be the theme music for it.
With walls in. Tommy Watt, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Tommy.
And you, John.
Thank you very much. Tommy bloody Walsh off of Groundfalls, everybody.
Yeah!
Woo! Literally the best guest we've ever had.
Wicked.
Cast actually did some work for once and got a good guest. Look at that. Amazing. You're excited, Victoria, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I was just remembering how tall he was. He was so tall.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up. Slightly late because of Victoria's little giddy excitement.
Bit of news, though, she's brought there.
What?
Still on the news. Tommy Walsh, tall.
What?
Just Victoria's always bringing some news. She brought some new news that he's really tall. You okay there?
Glad you turned up, Dave. So, in the next half hour, we'll bring a lonely luncher to the party. The Tupperware Hall of Despair opens its doors and invites another inductee inside. Plus, of course, Headline Hijack gets a bit late. But here's Victoria, a giddy Victoria, with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister is accusing the British Medical Association of playing politics in a continuing row over contracts for junior doctors in England. Theresa May has also backed Jeremy Hunt's role in the dispute, saying he's an excellent health secretary. The BMA has announced 5 consecutive days of strikes later on this month. Doctor and NHS campaigner Yousaf Al-Ghingi has told Talk Radio there's only one way forward.
The government's position has become untenable, and the appropriate thing now would be for them to scrap the entire contract, as the BMA is requesting, to have a moratorium and to start putting together a new contract that's based on evidence.
A 10-year-old boy killed alongside his aunt by a suspected stolen car being chased by police has been described as incredible. Child actor Makaya McDermott was with Rosie Cooper in Penge in southeast London when the vehicle hit them yesterday. A 23-year-old man is still in police custody. A man is being questioned on suspicion of murdering a banker who died after one punch. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlev was attacked in Blackheath in southeast London on Sunday. He died later in hospital. The government is bringing in a £20 million fund and a new review board to try to improve Southern Rail services. The measures follow months of disruption in a row over the role of guards and staff shortages. A roller coaster at Alton Towers, which crashed last summer, seriously injuring five people, has got stuck again. The theme park says a smaller ride temporarily stopped, but no one has been hurt. And some of Britain's Olympic gold-winning cyclists have written to the Prime Minister asking her to make cycling easier for families. Jason Kenny, Laura Trott and Sir Chris Hoy say it's vital for continuing Team GB's legacy. They want more money to be spent on infrastructure to encourage more everyday cycling. The weather generally dry and fine for most of England and Wales, with good spells of sunshine. Showery rain across Northern Ireland and Scotland, spreading to Northern England later this afternoon. Highs of 23 degrees. That's more than half an hour.
Try the word vehicle again.
Vehicle.
Okay.
What did I say?
Vehicle.
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 Don't be so fickle, John.
Good, right, it's are you alright?
Yeah, how are you, John?
Fine, thanks.
How was your morning?
It's fine.
How did you spend it?
Working very hard on this show.
Where did you do that?
Just in the pub up there.
Brazil.
No, Hatfields, mate. Southwark. How many pints did you have?
Just one.
That's not true.
It was vodka. So, Lonely Lunch. I was on my own. Lonely Lunch coming up very shortly, indeed, as is Headline Hijack. Victoria's got this mouth.
This mouth.
And out of it will come the news at 2 o'clock. There will be a made-up news story in it. We'd like you to make it up 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Chloe, press a button.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And your reactions are very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
We got to build it up brick by brick. That's coming from the Arctic Monkeys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fine. Right, if you've got a reaction, the number, I'm not saying it again, the number and the Twitter handle are clear. Now, Headline Hijack. We have what I'm going to say a fairly accurate 20 and a half minutes to go before the news at 2 o'clock. You know that you'll be making up a news story. We've just talked about it, but we've got some that have come in already, so let's rattle through some of them. Headline Hijack at 2. So, here we go. The president of Mexico has surprisingly now, this is breaking news, agreed to pay for the wall that Donald Trump wants to build, but only on the condition that Donald Trump agrees to make love to a goat on top of it. Okay. Thanks, Darren, for sending this in. In Mexican culture, having intercourse with a goat is considered one of the greatest embarrassments, of course. Trump is said to be seriously considering the offer. Producer Dave, not seen John? Around this parish for a while.
No.
Would you like to read one out?
Yes, please.
Okay.
This one is...
Off your trot.
I was trying to make out if that was a joke or a reference or something, but it's just a phrase. No, it's good. Well done. Very well done. This one's from Nigel. Nigel says...
Where's he from?
Maidstone.
Is he? Nigel's in Maidstone. With this.
He says...
Come on.
After the news that iPhones can reportedly be hacked with just one tap, all plumbers in the country are being made to sign a pledge that they will dispose of old taps from bathrooms and kitchens. See what he's done there? Through a special local
amnesties that are being set up throughout the country.
You're right.
Yes. Okay. Cornelius. Nigel just put the he put an ah in there completely erroneously.
Spelled it wrong. Yes.
Just a bit of poor grammar and spelling from old Nigel. Maidstone education system there.
What have you got?
Hello.
Yes, what have you got?
The British Medical Association, according to Mark, is said to be considering calling off the 5-day junior doctor's strike and instead considering taking on a lifetime strike of ever treating Jeremy Hunt. A spokesman for the BMA earlier told Julia Hartley Brewer that this plan is more likely to be successful as it is more aimed at Jeremy Hunt's selfish personality.
And speaking of Julia Hartley Brewer, this one's come in as well for Headline Hijack. It's been announced that Julia Hartley Brewer will be leaving Talk Radio.
Oh, I missed that.
To present Daybreak on Sky News, replacing Eamon Holmes, who, of course, has said he's going to leave. Our reporter outside the Talk Radio office told us that the whoops and jubilations of staff and interns alike can be heard
all the way to Maidstone
where Nigel lives. Thank you very much. Headline Hijack then. You've got about 18 minutes to go. The lines remain open for your made up news stories, one of which needs to be in the news at 2 o'clock. It's there to confuse people not listening to this bit of the programme. They're probably out for lunch. They don't hear this bit. They get beaten at 2 o'clock. They hear the news. It's obviously true because Victoria says, I mean, badly pronounced, but it is true. And then there's a made up news story in there and we don't speak of it after 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And then we'll meet a lowly luncher next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix. Let's do it right. Exclusions apply. Cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Leicestershire, the M1 is currently blocked in both directions between junction 23 Loughborough and 24 East Midlands Airport. There's an ongoing police incident. Two lanes closed on the M23 in Surrey northbound between junction 9 Gatwick Airport and the M25 where there's an accident. Through Nottinghamshire, the A1 remains closed northbound between Carlton-on-Trent and Tuxford, a broken elm crane. And in Lincolnshire, the A16 is closed in both directions near the A17 at Sutterton Dowdyke with an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. This Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And if you're aware of the news in any way at all, you will know for a fact that it is quite complicated. There's a lot of news today. I don't know whether you've You've glanced your eye through it. I mean, let's just have a quick rundown of what's happening in the news today, shall we? For instance, well, there's the story of Jeremy Hunt saying that the forthcoming doctor's strike, the junior doctor's strike, it will be awful for patients, but then again, it is his fault. Lily Allen has responded to the Sun's hatchet job on her after she drank two cans of cider. A man who is a hero sports star, this is trending, went to sit with a child who was eating lunch alone. That's right, eating lunch alone, and helped him through his lunch. And this is now trending on. We've been doing this for bloody 6 months. There's still nothing on Twitter.
So annoying.
Anyway, the news basically is quite complicated. That's the point. And we on this programme make it much more easy to understand by helping you through. We reach out a helping hand. It's sort of out of the radio, really. And it's a hand made of Japanese poetry, because when you break the news down, that's where you get Japanese poetry. The news is complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
You and many others, Cornelius. We get letters.
Yeah.
Here's one. Every morning, the postbag is full of letters just saying exactly the same thing. Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I can't get my head around it there. That's from Meg. Have you got one there, Connie?
Yeah, this is from Chris, who says, Dear John, I don't know, I saw something the other day and I just couldn't get my head around it. I think it might have been news. Can you help?
News, yeah, we can help. Dave, you've got a letter there from the postbag.
I do. This is from Sam.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, Dear John.
Yeah, hello.
I don't know if you've seen the news this week, but yeah, it's been quite complicated. And for me, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, do keep your letters coming, because address those to The News is Quite Complicated, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And we'll pick your letter possibly out of a postbag, but I'm sorry we can't return any of your drawings. But The News is Complicated. Here is where we help you through it. It's the new five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, as you know. It's the news in haiku.
Dover filmed, towing the party line in, toilet cubicle.
News in haiku.
I like that. Didn't mean to say, I've been enjoying listening to that.
So news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So then, with the news in mind, listen to this. The mother of an autistic child says she was moved to tears, rightly so, when a visiting American football star joined her son, who was eating alone at school. This is trending on all of the social media. It is a big news story, certainly on the BBC website. Travis Rudolph, he's a wide receiver, I don't know what that means, for Florida State. He was visiting a school in Tallahassee. He saw a little boy eating alone and went to sit with him. Mum took a picture, she put it on Facebook. That is now one of the most shared images in the world. And I think that is a great thing. Don't get me wrong, what a brilliant thing for this football star to have done to a little boy who ordinarily other children find it difficult to share time with in many ways. She said he doesn't get invited to many parties or anything else because, you know, he's autistic, and children are kind of frightened of that because they don't understand it. However, we've been helping people get through their lonely lunchtime for 6 months, and frankly, nothing on social media. Dave, take a picture of this.
Just you?
Just me, now. Dave's just taking a picture.
Let's get the branding in, mate. That's nice.
Right. Now, see if that trends after this. Because we are about to help another lonely luncher. It's someone on the telephone, and if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we exist here in the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, to help people who are eating alone for whatever reason through their lunch time. Today, Anya is on the telephone. Hello, Anya.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm all right, thanks. I've been a bit better, but I'm all right.
Okay. Well, why are you lunching alone, Anya? What's going on in your life?
Well, I suppose I've just started a new job, so I don't have very many friends here at the moment.
Where are you, Anya?
I'm from Ireland. I'm in a place called Galway.
I'm aware of it.
Ireland.
Yes, I'm aware of the flute.
I'm west. Yeah.
Okay, I'm aware of the flute player of the same name.
Enya.
James Galway.
Oh right. I don't know James. Yeah.
Look, Google it. So you've started a job. You're in Galway. What a lovely part of the world.
Yes.
And what job have you started, Anya?
Well, I'm an occupational therapist.
Oh, okay.
So I work in the public health service here.
Yes.
Within the community.
Well, that's good. That's a job that you should be commended upon for. That is helping people, isn't it? That is, you make a lot of things made of raffia, or don't you weave stuff? In occupational therapy.
Yes, that's where the term actually basket case originated from, occupational therapy.
That's what I thought, yeah. So how long have you been an occupational therapist then?
6 years.
Six years, okay, so you're well versed.
6 years.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is a new job, and you haven't made any friends yet, which is why you're lunching alone, hence the point of that.
I've moved to Galway. I was living in Dublin, I've moved to Galway, so... there's a few things different about Galway, like it's very wet, so it's hard to go outside at lunchtime.
Yeah.
I haven't made any friends.
Okay. Well, I thought the occupational therapy community might be one of sort of sharing and bonding and you know, because in many ways the baskets you weave is metaphorical, I would have thought, for the friendships within the world of occupational therapy, but it turns out...
No, it's not meta at all. It's just very... matter of fact, making baskets. People are friendly. Yeah, no, they are.
But is it competitive? I mean, is there a lot of hate in the world? You know, so you occupationally therapy someone better than the next person, and then there's a lot of whispering behind your back.
You can be naturally ambitious, I suppose, but no, I find it mostly a supportive work environment.
Yeah.
It's good. The thing about working in community services. People would be out on the road a lot, so people aren't always actually around the office.
Oh, I see, I understand, yeah. So what are you having for lunch today on your own?
I have two pita sandwiches with ham, cheese. No, I don't have any ham, just cheese,
just
tomato
cheese.
And cucumber.
Right.
And I have a kiwi and a banana.
A kiwi and a banana. Strong fruit choice for lunch. I'm intrigued now as to why you thought there was ham, but then there wasn't. Did you make these sandwiches?
I did make them.
It doesn't bode well for an occupational therapist whose job is often to make things.
Well, it's for other people to make things.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to supervise.
Well, you didn't really supervise. I don't mean to split hairs or pick on you, but you did make a pita sandwich and forget what you made it out of.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't bode well, does it, really?
No. Well, it's just a slip of the tongue. I'm surprised because that was the one question I knew you were going to ask me and I got it wrong.
Yeah, it's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not as easy, is it?
Yeah.
It's all right listening to it, but when you're on the radio, it's not quite as simple as... When you make a pita sandwich... Are you one of the people who will cut the top off the pita and thereby tuck the ingredients into the bready flaps?
Yeah, how else could you make a pita?
Well, this is my question. I know, but often a pita... If I tuck something into bready flaps, what happens is it all comes out the side. Because the pita is thin. And I just want to, and there is a technique, of course, whereby you can cut the pita in half in the first place and just use it as a basic sandwich rather than try and stuff
harder. I think that would be much harder. I think that things would be much more at risk of falling out the sides if you did it that way.
Yes. No, I think you should tuck it in for neatness.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, go on.
Oh, I put them in the toaster, the pitas, and then when they pop, I just, normally a bit hot, so you have to leave them for a sec, and then just cut the top, like you said, and then stuff in the ingredients.
Yeah. Strong chat.
That's how I do it.
Good. great talking to you. That's Anya, who is an occupational therapist, who is eating alone in Galway. If you are anything, eating anywhere, and eating anything, then of course we want to hear from you. As you can become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. It's that simple. All you gotta be, the only requirement is that you're eating alone. You are a lonely what lunch. That's it. That is all you have to be. It's just an idle chat, slightly awkward, as you've just noticed, to get you through your lunchtime. So you're just not alone. We are there for you. That is what we're here. That is what we're here. It's the only reason we are here, is for you. We don't do it for us. We do it for you. There's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You could probably text us as well if you like, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter @talkradio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
If you want to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. There's a small matter of the winner of Headline Hijack, which, by the way, is just 2.5 minutes away. Somebody will get their made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. It will come out of Victoria masquerading as truth. But who is it going to be today? Drum roll. Hit the table roll. I'm gonna... Great. So we need a winner. We need somebody with a name that's from a place. I'm going to go to Cornelius.
Hi.
And say, who has got their made-up news story into Headline Hijack?
Claire has.
Dave, producer, ginger producer Dave, who is here. I don't know what... He's only turned up today because his cleaner came to his flat and he had to get out of the house.
You're welcome.
Where's Claire? Where's Claire from?
Taunton.
Taunton. Claire's in Taunton. Congratulations, you've got your made-up news story into the news, which
it's
is next.
It's going to rain there tomorrow.
Thanks for the weather there, Cornelius. Following that, we have work experience punditry, of course, as Steve, he's new, will be coming to review geeky, gadgety stuff. And do not forget, before the end of the programme, today's edition of radio's least popular quiz, Paul Rossmaster, as Jake Yap, off of Sunday Mornings, is tested as to his knowledge of Full Set Breakfast presenter and noted dogger, Paul Ross. All of that coming on the show. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
Talk and pay.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there, get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans, born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. It's 2 o'clock as well. Look, here's Victoria. She's got, A red top on and B, the news.
Thanks for that observation, John. Coming up, PM accuses doctors of failing to put patients first. Trump demands Mexico pays for his wall. And Olympians demand investment for everyday cycling.
Talk Radio.
Junior doctors in England have denied the Prime Minister's claims they're playing politics after announcing the worst strike in NHS history. They'll walk out for 5 days later this month over the long-running dispute over a new contract. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who's branded the decision totally irresponsible, insists there is a way forward.
The way to solve the honest disagreement we have about how we get there is to sit round the table and talk. It is cooperation and dialogue and not confrontation and strikes.
A man is being questioned by police on suspicion of murdering a banker in southeast London. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlove died in hospital after being punched once in the Blackheath area on Sunday. A 10-year-old boy killed alongside his aunt by a suspected stolen car being chased by police has been described as an incredible child. Mackay McDermott was with Rosie Cooper and Penge in southeast London when the vehicle hit them yesterday. A 23-year-old man has been arrested. Donald Trump appears to have been contradicted by the president of Mexico over his plans to restrict immigration from the country. Shortly after the pair met, Enrique Peña Nieto tweeted that Mexico would not be paying for a wall along the country's border. But the Republican candidate had a rather different message for his supporters.
We will build a great wall along the southern border, and Mexico will pay for the wall. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the wall.
He also said he'd introduce extreme vetting for migrants if he wins November's election. A roller coaster at Alton Towers has got stuck 15 months after a crash which seriously injured 5 people. The £18 million Smiler ride was halted after claims that debris had fallen from the ride. 2 women needed leg amputations when a full carriage smashed into the back of a stationary car in June 2015. A planned 24-hour strike by Southern Railway workers next week in a dispute over ticket office closures has been suspended. The RMT union says it's after progress was made in talks, but a walkout by guards will still go ahead. It's on the day the government's announced a £20 million fund and a new review board to improve the network's services. And some of cycling's Olympic gold medal winners are calling on the Prime Minister to invest in new infrastructure to get more people on their bikes. British Cycling say it's the best way to honour Team GB's success in Rio. Martin Key is from the organisation.
The reason why British Cycling are involved in this is to get more people active, and what will make the biggest difference on Britain's roads and encourage people to be active is if they were made safer, more segregated cycle lanes so people can cycle to school and cycle to work and get in their physical activity that way.
Is that the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't want to speak off the back of that?
No.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Generally dry and fine.
I thought you were going to sort of speak off the back of it just to kind of
wrap it up.
Segue, or... yeah.
No.
Segue between the two.
No.
I think you should. I think it'd be smoother.
It's too late now. You already ruined it.
No, we could try it, and then you could get into the weather. Because what you could do is, and I, you know, I don't mean to, but what you could do is, off the back of an audio clip like that, mm-hmm. is you could
say who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did that beforehand. I introduced them beforehand.
It would be neater.
So that was Martin Key from British Cycling.
Yes, but I'm not going to reiterate the point.
I'm Victoria Bourne. And then
why would I say my own name? You've already done it for me.
Yeah, but then you could do the weather. It just sounds...
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're just being repetitive. Yeah, and that's something
that
we're told
Key
not
from
to
British
do.
Cycling. I'm Victoria Bourne. This is Talk Radio. Could do a time check as well there.
Yeah. Just
we're actively encouraged not to tell the time here on Talk Radio.
It's 4 minutes past two. Let's try it again. Chloe, can you play the clip of the cycling man?
No.
Just an experiment.
Why don't you do it?
Let's workshop the news.
The reason why British Cycling are involved in this is to get more people active, and what will make the biggest difference on Britain's roads
what was his
and encourage
name?
People
Martin
to be active
Key.
Is if they
can
were made safer,
script?
More segregated cycle lanes so people can cycle to school and cycle to work and get in their physical activity that way.
That was Martin Key. He's from British Cycling. I'm Victoria Bourne.
You're John
then
Holmes.
Chloe, no, Victoria. Then Chloe presses the button, knows when to press the button for the weather. Let's try it again.
No, but she can see my script, so she knows that the weather stab comes immediately after the clip.
Don't give the magic away. Martin Key there from British Cycling. No, Chloe, press the weather thing.
Talk Radio, weather.
Why don't you do it? Because you do a nice little jingle. No.
Martin Key is from British Cycling. I'm Victoria Bourne. Now the weather. Weather. With Victoria Bourne.
Generally dry and fine for most of England and Wales, with good spells of sunshine, showery rain across Northern Ireland and Scotland, spreading to Northern England later this afternoon. Highs
of 23 degrees.
See how nice that was?
I thought it was rubbish.
It's seamless, that now.
Yeah.
Then you could back Anna the weather.
It was a shambles
to introduce the sport.
That was
me, Victoria Bourne, with the weather.
With the weather on Talk Radio.
Just there.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket and the fourth one-day international at Headingley. Pakistan won the toss and will bat first against England. To the football then, and England's Fraser Forster has been ruled out of the weekend's World Cup qualifier away to Slovakia. The Southampton goalkeeper will miss Sunday's Group F opener after picking up an arm injury in training. Boss Sam Allardyce is yet to call up a replacement, meaning Joe Hart is likely to start.
Mindury.
On to tennis, Andy Murray plays his US Open second round match against Spain's Marcel Granollers later. In the women's draw, Naomi Brody will try and join Johanna Konta in the third round. She faces a tough task against fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska. Wow. Finally, Felipe Massa has announced that this season will be his last in Formula One. The Brazilian Williams driver is out of contract at the end of the year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after it was revealed that dogs can tell if a human is being sincere, Theresa May's announced that one of her first bills after Parliament's recalled will be to introduce dogs into the legal system to be used as lie detectors. Crime suspects will be interviewed by dogs at police stations and will bite anyone who lies. That's me, Victoria Bourne, with the news on the John Holmes Show here on Talk Radio at 2:07.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
For a great day out for all the family, come to Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
My name is Rio.
Sail the park's moat on the good ship Rio. Run aground at the Colossus of Nick Rhodes, the 80-foot stickle brick effigy of the keyboard player himself, with a view to kill for.
Meeting you with a view. To a kill.
White knuckle thrills on the Reflex roller coaster. It's as scary as a nuclear war. Hungry like the wolf? Dine at the Union of the Steakhouse. And ladies, enjoy the John Taylor Simulator at Club Wild Boys.
Wild Boys!
Water wheel closed for repairs.
Please, please tell me now.
Is there something I should know? Yes, the directions. Just off Junction 5 on the M4 to Smedic. Admission £20. No trainers. Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
Good afternoon. Here we are then. It's Talk Radio on a Thursday. I am John Holmes. Time now for work experience punditry. If you're a regular listener, you will know it is where, I mean, it's raison d'etre in many ways, is to road test the next generation of pundits. Yeah, that's right. Pundits and critics and broadcasters with a sort of special, sort of an aside, really. What he does is very much highlight Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law, in which we get work experience people to review things because we don't have to pay them. We do music, we do film, we do television, we do hipster nonsense. Today, Thursday, geeky, gadgety crap, and we welcome a new reviewer into the weekday afternoon programme fold. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Steve, Stephen?
Either or. I mean, close people call me Steve, you can call me Stephen, it's up to you.
Fine.
That's fine.
Fine. So, St is here with geeky gadgety crap. Well, before you review it for us, why the hell are you here? Are you work experiencing? What are you doing?
Just work experiencing. Fine. I was like, I've got a free day, haven't got work, or it's sort of like it's semesters are over in student world. So, you know,
come around here with your American terms.
Come in and just, so many American friends. It's just I was come in and, you know, help out with the work experience review.
Fine.
You know.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. What geeky gadgety crap have you brought?
Luckily it's a Pokemon Go free zone, because that geeky stuff has been gone.
Yes.
I think everyone's just deleted the app. Even I've deleted the app.
Producer Dave here has got the app. You've got the app, haven't you? The Pokemon Go.
It's on my phone.
Yes. Yeah. Have you bothered with it since the first week?
No, I downloaded it only because we were sat in the pub after this show once, actually.
Yes.
And everybody else had it.
Yeah.
And then I thought...
I didn't have it.
No, that's true, yeah, but that's fine.
You weren't there.
You weren't there. Then I downloaded it.
Do you go to the pub without me?
Yes.
So when you all say at the end of this, see you later, we're going home.
Yeah, all the best, John.
And I go.
I'm so tired. Better get to bed. It's 4:05 p.m.
Get a train. You all go to the pub.
Not every day. I mean, the days when I'm not, you know, in the studio doing the show, sometimes I do meet them after the pub.
Yeah.
After you've gone home.
Steve's here with geeky, gadgety crap. So Pokemon Go, yes, we've just learned.
So the first one, I thought I'd get it out of the way because it's a big thing. You probably read it. Amazon Dash.
I have heard of Reddit.
Amazon Dash. That's good. Amazon Dash. It's a new thing that's been basically announced yesterday. It's kind of weird, but it's basically you're basically a walk-in billboard. So you can stick loads of basically buttons around your house and say when you run out.
Stop. What?
So basically, I'll get onto it. So basically, it's like they've designed a little button. So you push it, okay?
Yes.
And you can order loo roll and coffee and
what do you
condoms.
Mean it's a button?
Well, basically, it's literally just a button. So they've designed a button where you press it.
What, you stick it? It's like a physical button?
You stick it onto, say, a washing machine.
Yes.
So you stick, I don't know, an aerial thing onto a washing machine, press it.
So it's a little
and
Wi-Fi.
And then they deliver aerial tablets to your door without you going online.
So you can basically assign it to the product, you know, that button is associated with. So you've got a little
washing powder button
might just be above the sink.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm out. Press the button, it'll pop along.
Well, I mean, I see that, you mentioned that. I see that working maybe by the sink for your fairy liquid or other fairy liquid is available, or for your washing machine. But how do you stick a button on a condom? That's going to get awkward.
No, well, the issue is the guy who designed it said it's to make meaningless shopping tasks, you know, a bit more interesting or sort of not boring, because people don't want to go out to the shop and buy washing up tablets and coffee. They just want it to, you know, press the button and it's to be delivered to their door. So basically make life easier for people.
That's actually quite clever.
And you can attach the button to anything, John, so you know where you could pop the button for.
Well, I'm going to say, if you want to order condoms because you've run out, do you put the button on your...
On your little button?
Yeah. Do you?
Can do, mate. There's no hard and fast rules.
I mean, it's a whole... It gives a whole new meaning to the phrase "flick the button," but I mean, I don't understand why I don't know. Could this be for anything, Steve?
It's not for everything at the minute. They've only designed it now for washing up tablets, dishwasher tablets, coffee, and Play-Doh. They've got a Play-Doh button.
It's a right turn, isn't it? Oh, you know, I've run out of fairy liquid. I've run out
the everyday basics.
And I'm out of Play-Doh. Mm.
So if your kid runs out of Play-Doh, just push the button. But they've stopped. There was meant to be one flaw, as say you might think, oh, the kid might just press the button and order, like, a load of Play-Doh to your door.
Yeah.
Whereas it's fine, because if it's pressed more than once, Amazon can detect it and they'll ignore any more presses for 24 hours.
Right, if you were sort of continually, accidentally, and this is a hypothetical situation, say you'd got the condom button on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was somehow continually pressing.
Yeah.
They would only take the first press.
Yeah, they would only take the first press. And then you could count. And then if somebody does press it again, you can just cancel it on your
Amazon app.
And
this is just a thing around your house.
It's just a thing around your house.
I want this.
Do you?
Can you? Yes, this is amazing. So you're going to sign it to anything you want to buy. Like
No. It's only the stuff that Amazon, so you can only buy the stuff that they've assigned it to.
Yeah, but Amazon sells more or less anything anyway, doesn't it?
So they'll give it time and they'll probably design one where you can assign your own.
Like beer.
If you want.
You know, open the fridge, I'm out of beer, button.
But
and it arrives via a drone.
There's a massive flaw with it already, though.
Oh.
So say if you're on a really hot date and you get a girl back and sort of be like, oh, I've run out of condoms. Yeah. Oh, hang on, I'll just order
Play-Doh. Hang on,
3 to 5 days.
Or a boy.
Oh, yeah, true. You know, your other half.
Yeah.
There you go. 3 to 5 days. You have to wait 3 to 5 days before you can do anything.
3 to 5 days?
Well, sometimes it takes 3 to 5 working days.
It takes three to five working days for me to get, to be honest, at my age. That's amazing. This is an amazing invention.
Button.
You can also.
This is good, though. This
might blow your mind. There is another company that does it as well. And you can assign your favourite pizza at. A certain pizza joint. It's Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
And put it on your fridge, and same thing. Just like walk past your fridge, press the button, boom. It's on its way.
It's good, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I love the modern world sometimes.
Very strong.
Often I hate it, but I love it now.
It's great.
I love it now. Do you know about Cornelius' mum, by the way, Steve?
No.
Oh, right, okay, because all of our new...
We weren't even on the subject.
I mean, tangentially, we were.
Has she ordered condoms and Amazon?
Well, now here's the story, Steve. You see, because we all of our new, you're new. This is your first time here. Yes. Cornelius here. We have to tell all of our work experience people this. Went on a Tinder date for his first date, right? Not so long ago, and his mum walked him to the bus stop for the date. Right, and then on the way, the chat emerged that Cornelius had never kissed a girl, so his mum taught him how to French kiss at a bus stop. Steve,
was this last week?
It was about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'd just like to bring you up to speed. Wow. I'd like to welcome you into our Talk Radio Afternoon family by giving you the information about the person, Cornelius.
That's a lot better than my Tinder story.
Yeah. What is your Tinder story?
Oh, I just put hello to a girl and she unmatched me.
I mean, if only there was some sort of button you could press.
I know. That would be great, a girlfriend button. Imagine.
I think we've got... you've only been in here 10 minutes, and the insight we've got into your life, Steve, is awesome.
I'm going to design that.
Stay with us, because we're going to take a break. But what are we talking about next in the geeky gadgety world?
Well, save you time on buying a rail ticket.
Great. Steve's with us. Work experience punditry will be saving time on buying a rail ticket next on Talk Radio. Chloe, press some sort of button.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advanced rental conditions apply.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of Tubular Bells. So what about this sound? Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply, cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the M23 in Surrey, where two lanes are closed. An accident between Gatwick Airport and the M25 interchange. Busy through Kent on the A21 at Pembury, where you'll find the ongoing roadworks. In Cambridgeshire, the southbound A1M, there's a broken down lorry just before junction 14 at Alconbury, so two lanes are still closed. And a broken down vehicle on the northbound M1 through the East Midlands. It's junction 28 to 29, Alfreton towards Chesterfield, and the inside lane closed there. I'm Dave Stanford.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 2:21 in the afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Thursday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in. It's Talk Radio, of course, you expect that. It's the home of reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And quite finished is the number to call.
No, it's not. It's the number to text.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming
in? Yes, lots coming in. No, mate, you can keep that. That's coming from my reaction when someone in the office offered me to hold their baby. And, hi, John, please can you help me? My mother abandoned me and I don't know who it is and I'm trying to track them down. And that's come from All Talk Radio Show. So we're looking for the mother of All Talk Radio Shows.
Tag niche joke for anyone familiar with George Galloway's trail. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are midst work experience punditry. Steve, to his friends, is with us. It's his first go at it. So far, we have talked buttons. Steve, what are we talking about next? Geeky, gadgety nonsense?
Railways.
Okay.
There we go. It's not as... Well, it is as geeky as it sounds. So basically, does anyone remember Bluetooth here?
Do I remember Bluetooth?
Yes. Yeah. Anyone remember Bluetooth?
It's still on.
I mean,
well, no.
I use it every
kind
mean?
Of. It's not as on as it used to be.
Well, what's replaced it?
Wi-Fi. I don't use it. I've never used Bluetooth.
Day, mate. Use it every day.
What do you use Bluetooth for?
My watch connects to my phone via Bluetooth.
Oh, God, Dave's got an Apple Watch. I forgot that. It doesn't. It's rubbish.
Well, there you go. Soon you'll be able to use Bluetooth to buy railway tickets. So has anyone been fed up on, like, going to a ticket machine and spending, like, extra minutes...
Queuing, Steve.
...when they're late for a train?
Yes.
And you have to run to the ticket office and buy a ticket, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, basically, Chiltern Railways have now going to launch a trial. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the brand, but a railway company is going to launch trial.
It's too late now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too late. Where basically you can use the Bluetooth on your phone. It's kind of complicated. The Bluetooth on your phone to basically just open the gates and it times how long the journey is and then charges you. It can tell when you're getting to your arrival platform and it will charge for that journey. So you don't have to go to the ticket machine. You can just use the Bluetooth on your phone.
Right. So there's like a Bluetooth receiver / scanner.
Yes.
At the gate.
Yeah.
So you don't need tickets, and this is a good innovation.
You just put your phone on.
Because buying a ticket is annoying.
Yeah. So if you're running late for a train, just put your phone on.
But here's the problem, pertaining to your train journey back from Edinburgh, say last week.
When I was half an hour late for this show,
got on the train
due to the poor quality of Virgin trains,
delayed by 3 hours, would it charge you then for a longer journey, more expensive?
Even
though it's been delayed,
they haven't said that. That's a lot of flaws. They haven't said.
Might be a scam to get more money off you in that way. Dave's got an Apple Watch, as we've just mentioned, right?
Yeah,
which is a pointless, stupid thing. And
you're old, mate.
No, it's rubbish. And I've been with Dave when we've been trying to get a train, Steve, and we've gone through the barrier. And Dave's just smugly, and that is the word I'm going to use, put his watch, just got with his watch just on the scanner like that, and then just stood there because it didn't work. And the
it takes like two or three goes every time.
Four
get caught behind him.
And I just have to go to the next one, go through with my ticket, and just they're much faster than Dave with his rubbish modern watch.
Do you not feel like a Burke when you use your watch? Because whenever I see someone use Apple Pay,
what do you think?
Or their watch,
what a
Burke. I just think what a.
It's a bit like a trendsetter, mate. You wait 5 years.
Is it? No, it's not that you just you just look a bit like it's like you want to be 007.
Oh, they all left at Galileo.
George Galileo from the
mother.
The mother of all discoverers. Galileo
did you want to reply to that? That was rhetorical.
Galileo.
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 Magnifico.
Figaro.
So, anyway, Dave's watch is rubbish. We've established that. But I think the train ticket thing is possibly a good idea if you don't have to.
No, because I found some flaws.
The thing you've just lauded is literally what my watch does.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. Yours doesn't work.
Well, you've just gone, oh, the modern world's great. What a great invention.
Yeah, but yours is
And then gone, oh, it's rubbish.
But yours is nonsense.
It's like listening to the two mics, this.
Great, they've got loads of listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like listening to them, except no one is.
Go on.
Battery life. What do you do? Because Bluetooth drains your battery. What do you do, say, if you're mid-journey, your battery dies, you'll just be stuck in the platform?
That's a fair point.
Mm. What do you do? Oh, no, because they won't believe you. You'll be like, oh, well, I use my phone. It's like, well, prove it. I can't prove it.
Ian Lee, also of this parish, yesterday was tweeting, I don't know if you saw this, if you follow Ian on Twitter, that he was on a train. I don't know where he's coming back from, but he had bought a train ticket, and it was on his phone, an electronic ticket, because that's what you do now. That's the modern world. Right, Steve? Yes.
Yes.
So he bought a ticket, but he hadn't got a paper version of it. And I can't remember what company it was, but he was London Midland. There you go. London Midland Trains. And he got on the train. The ticket collector came to say, right, tickets, please. He went, there you go, on my phone. They wouldn't accept it. Right? Even though they supplied it electronically, they threw him off the train and said he had to have a paper version. He was stuck, I think, at Crewe Station and had to try and print a ticket from the train company whose station he was now stuck off because they threw him off the train because it was an electronic ticket that they'd supplied. There. There's your problem. Because what happened is they'd go, yeah, get a Bluetooth ticket, and then you get on the train and the ticket guy wouldn't even know it existed.
I'm not supposed to.
There you see. There. So that's Ian Lee there.
My problem with it is the person who designed the tech said this could be the next evolution of train rail ticketing, and I think it's all well and good, but you know, for example, if it's, you know, Southern Rail do it, they need to actually get trains to work first before they get
tickets. They've actually technically got trains, so
no,
that's a fair point. Someone's just texted, by the way, this is Simon, who's from the north. Is Steve really just Cornelius putting on a voice? get them to speak at the same time.
What shall we say?
What shall we say?
Is that your impression of me?
No.
It is, isn't it?
No.
That sounds like my friend's impression of me.
Really?
You make me sound like Mr. Bean. Say Teddy.
Teddy.
There we go.
Are we still on air? This has gone weird. It's gone really quite odd. Very quickly, Steve / Cornelius, what other gadget would you have, very quickly?
What other gadgets do I have?
Very quickly.
Okay. There's a drone that controls a kayak, so you can link it up your phone and it can drag your kayak around wherever you are.
Oh, that is cool.
And it was.
What do you mean that's cool?
That is cool.
A drone that drags a kayak?
Yeah.
What use is that?
It's fun. That is cool, I'm sorry, but that is cool.
Didn't you win a kayaking award at some point?
Yeah, I am. I have a BCU one-star qualification in kayaking.
What?
I know!
What?
I know, the revelation that Cornelius has a qualification in anything has staggered us here.
Yes. Kayaking?
That is correct. The British Canoe Union have awarded me...
Canoe Union.
Yeah, have awarded me a one-star, which, I'll be honest, is very much introduction to kayaking. But I have the certificate. So any kayaking questions, come over here. Tip one, don't put your oar in the boat, because if you capsize, you can't get out.
Well, you won't get out with the drone anyway, because it doesn't say how.
What's a kayak made of?
Plastic. Next.
How long is a kayak?
Same length as a piece of string. That's a joke we have in the kayaking world.
Well, what's the best kayaking conditions and location in the United Kingdom?
Ideally on water. not raining, because otherwise you get wet.
Talk Radio, home of kayak chat. sadly, I have to draw this fascinating banter to a close because the news is coming. Steve, thank you so much for coming in.
Not a problem. Thank you for inviting me.
No, but thank you. With geeky gadgety stuff. Still to come on the programme, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Jake Yap will have a go on that quiz. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, a diversity paper review. And Reese will be here. He's a man from TalkSport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, yet here he'll be reviewing it later on. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio. Labour leadership candidate Owen Smith has called for Jeremy Hunt to be sacked immediately after junior doctors in England announced 5 days of strike action. The MP for Bronte Preath has described him as the worst health secretary in the history of the NHS, but the Prime Minister says she backs him over new contracts. Dr. Onkar Sahota, the chair of the London Assembly Health Committee, has told Talk Radio there needs to be a big change for any sort of agreement.
Either Theresa May has to sack Jeremy Hunt and bring in a Secretary of State who will negotiate, or Jeremy Hunt has to come back and say, look, I have lied to the public and I want to be an honest and sincere negotiator, which I don't think he's proved to be. But the only answer is through negotiation.
The European Commission's rejected accusations from Apple, which is being forced to pay £11 billion of back taxes in Ireland. Tim Cook claims the ruling is a political decision and is confident the tech giant will win an appeal. Yes, John.
Sorry, I just want to... Do you want to do that again?
No, I corrected myself, so I've already done it again, okay. But I could see your smiling little face. Okay. The RMT union says it's suspending strike action by station staff planned for next Wednesday on Southern Railway, but a separate 48-hour walkout on the same day in a dispute over the role of guards will still go ahead. More than 30 people have spent at least half an hour stuck on a roller coaster at Alton Towers. It's the same ride that crashed last summer, seriously injuring 5 people. The £18 million Smiler was halted after reports that debris had fallen from the ride. And Florida's declared a state of emergency with tropical Storm Hermine heading to the Sunshine State. It's expected to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the state's northern Gulf Coast later. The weather, generally dry and fine for most of England and Wales, with good spells of sunshine. Showery rain across Northern Ireland and Scotland, spreading to Northern England later. Highs of 23 degrees is more in half an hour.
I can't wait. I mean, I know I speak for everyone when I say I cannot wait for your news at 3 o'clock.
I think you're lying.
Yes. Right, that's Victoria with the news there. Some of it pronounced correctly.
Cheers.
Yeah. Still to come then, as I say, Paul Rossmaster. Rhys will be here with his review of showbiz that he neither cares for nor understands or has any knowledge of. And the big debate at 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio, the home of Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, it is Talk Radio, I am John Holmes. And if you're familiar with the tropes of radio that has talk on it, I mean, more established brands, I'm talking LBC. If you've ever listened to LBC, you'll know really that 24 hours a day, it's simply populated by racist taxi drivers. They simply phone up and bang on about immigration. Now, that's not necessarily for us, but, you know, Talk Radio, we've done our research. We are, as you know, if you're a regular listener, we are the 34th most popular national station out of a possible 39. And as such, sometimes we just like to kind of open the phone lines and just get an angry person on, and that's absolutely fine. And we're going to do it right now because that's a Talk Radio thing, and if it works for them, hey, it can work for us. On the telephone line now here on Talk Radio is Paul. Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, hi, John.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for calling in. You're angry, right?
Yeah, I'm very angry.
Good. Tell us what you're angry about.
Well, listen, this morning I was walking, it's quite early, walked out of my house, and I saw a fox. A lovely fox, and it had a little cub trailing behind.
Nice.
Behind mum. But within about a pace and a half of these two little ginger scamps was some sort of sharp-suited, Thomas Pink-shirted commuter who completely missed them. He was much more interested in the tablet in front of his eyes. And I tell you what, I watched him, and he was still glued to the screen when he just avoided walking straight under the wheels of a Vauxhall SUV. And frankly, even if he'd stepped on the younger fox, he wouldn't have heard its anguished squeals as he was plugged in, too. Anyway, about 5 minutes later, I passed four ladies. It was a nice morning this morning, enjoying a morning cuppa outside a cafe. Not one of them were drinking or indeed speaking or even looking at each other. They were gazing twitchily into their smartphones, socially networking, no doubt. Listen, there's nothing social about this. It's rude, ignorant, and definitely antisocial. There's a well-known cartoon from the New Yorker magazine, Good Magazine, which there's a caveman juggling torches, blazing torches, in front of his loincloth pals. And underneath it says, "Before fire, we used to talk to each other." Listen, these gadgets, I know their advances technologically is extraordinary, it's remarkable, but the addiction for many is not so. And I tell you what, you're a taxpayer, so am I. And we're paying for an NHS clinic in North London, in Belsize Park, which does its best to wean people off their digital narcotic. We're paying for it. 4 hours of use a day says you're addicted. Does this shock you?
It does. Well, hang on, let me stop you there for a moment. It doesn't shock me in a world where, and I'm not joking now, right? I read the other day the NHS are funding... we're paying for it, like you said. We are paying for fat people with a certain BMI to have free personal trainers. Now, you or I have to pay for a gym. Yes, you or I have to pay for a gym or a personal trainer if we want one.
But I do pay for a gym.
Yes,
so fatties.
Fatties are getting free personal training if they're over a certain BMI. It literally pays us to eat what the word we like, right? And then if we utter...
And they buy them some trainers, which they couldn't even bend over to put on.
Exactly! Sorry, I digressed,
no
but,
doubt,
you know, I'm still in...
No doubt. What will they do as soon as they buy them? Take a photo of them.
Exactly.
And then post it. We don't care. It's not an addiction, it's an eye-diction. All right, there's no I in team. It's increasing. And it's even less defensible when people go on holiday. I mean, listen, if someone is having their frontal lobe cauterized...
By the way...
meaningless PowerPoint presentation.
I joined in for a moment there with Ranty Paul here, but... he's been on before, and it's a good time for us to just sort of... Because in tour radio, in the radio, people phone up and rant, right? That's what they do. So, I mean, we just let him carry on. I mean, we can just take a bit of a break and eat a spot of lunch, I thought.
But think about it. Your first sighting.
He's still going on. He's still there.
The first time you've climbed to a high mountain peak or done a grade 5 rapid, or maybe the first time your partner ever said yes. These are like...
What even is a grade 5 rabbit? I don't know.
You inhale them. You savour them. And they're
far... What have we got for lunch, Cornelius?
And impossible to replicate. It's better not to try.
A feta and sun-dried tomato pasta.
That's good.
Look how much feta I got.
I've got a bag of mini cheddars.
Oh, nice.
Like your lunch?
Diana's fateful words. People wake up with their...
It's not really good lunch, is it?
No. ...for their early injection, and they can't fall asleep without a final fix.
You know when you listen to the talk radio, it's like LBC or whatever?
Whatever.
And people like... I mean, people like this. Listen to this.
They were pinched. It's now one of intolerable anguish. You know, their vocabulary...
And they sort of go on a bit, like...
Their grammar. Words like GoPro...
The presenters always just sit back and eat their lunch at this point. Yeah, that's why they get them on.
But people are now learning of serious issues affecting them by text.
I've got a Twitter. Is he in his KitKat?
Social about this. I read last week in a magazine.
Cookies and cream flavored KitKat. White on top and incubated chocolate on
top. Oh, really nice. That's true.
John won. Got a multi pack.
I mean, the fact that relationships are nurtured through these gadgets just proves we're morally adrift. Utter trivialities are plastered over every square centimetre of the social eater.
These are really great. I've never heard one of these before.
Invariably come with the absurd addendum that their friends...
I think it's still going on.
...cheesy Wotsits on their tongue has gone viral.
No, it's mini cheddar.
This now means 20 people have clicked, liked or shared such utter bilge. No doubt some equally moronic forum has put this on trend. Now, there's a phrase I really hate. This ridiculous vocabulary has probably been dreamed up by in the flashy boardrooms of frothy people who work in the odious and overpaid superficial profession of branding. Obviously, none of your listeners, John. You know the sort of overpaid morons. We think you'll sell more product if you change your logo from royal to powder blue and make it lower.
He's still going on.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Did I have breakfast? No. Not really, no.
You can have one bag of mini cheddars.
That's it. Yeah. Find much like the huge majority
of social media posting. Yeah. There are exceptions. Sorry, so small. But they're rare.
I don't have a smartphone. I can text and make phone calls on my
phone. Eat a bit more, mate. Nokia. We survived a long time without the need to send images of one.
This is really useful for lunch for presenters, this kind of thing.
I suppose mini cheddars are just like cheddars to you, aren't they? John, let
me ask you this. They're like giant cheddars to me. Anyone smugger than those who sit at those terminal champagne and
he's still
with a
neatly
piled luggage beneath them. Bit of fish and blini, glass of fizz, £35, thank you. Do you ever actually see anybody on a smartphone? Actually on it. You know, talking.
This would be far too convivial. Libel's much more fun than slander. Talking's the last resort after apps and social media. They have their own bastardised language. Few can hold a pen now, let alone write, and whole lives are dictated to by their high-tech accoutrements. Instead of reaching for a Marlboro Full Strength, Pint Chaser or Gram, they reach for the smartphone, that superfluous flourish out of a back pocket, and check that no one's missed them too much, especially when the plane lands. You know, it's only just landed and you hear all these beeps going, oh God, someone may have missed me, I've only flown from Manchester. It's a drug. It's a big, fat tablet, and they keep taking them. Try banning them over a bank holiday or Christmas, particularly if you're abroad. Initially, it will be appageddon. But once people realise that their world is still spinning, take a look what happens. I still have predictive spelling on my Nokia. It's wonderful, particularly its vagaries. Put in the C word and see what comes up. It's genius, or God forbid, soon to be on trend.
And that's Paul. He's cross. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the M23 in Surrey, where two lanes are closed. An accident between Gatwick Airport and the M25 interchange. Busy through Kent on the A21 at Pembury, where you'll find the ongoing roadworks. In Cambridgeshire, the southbound A1M, there's a broken down lorry just before junction 14 at Alconbury, so two lanes are still closed. And a broken down vehicle on the northbound M1 through the East Midlands. It's junction 28 to 29, Alfreton towards Chesterfield, and the inside lane closed there. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning. From 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Think about the news. I don't know whether you've spotted this, if you're a regular listener or watcher or reader of news, to the news, of the news and around the news. It's quite complicated. Everyone thinks that. We get a lot of letters on this programme suggesting that the news is complicated. Here's one for you. Dear John,
I listen to your programme every day, and I also hear, read and see the news on various media outlets. What I can't help but notice, it's very complicated. That's from James. Thank you, James. At least you've got a letter there, I think.
This is from Luke, who says, dear John.
Yes.
Can you please help me?
Yes, I can.
I was hit in the face by a newspaper today, and I found it quite complicated. I couldn't get my head around it.
Yeah, and Dave, you've got a letter, I think, that's
coming. Oh, yeah.
Because so every day we come in here, and we can barely get through the door of Talk Radio due to the bulging sack. And Paul Ross aside, there's also a post bag full of letters about the news. Dave, you've got one there.
Dear John, love the show, John. This is from Marjorie.
Yeah.
She says, can you...
Where's she from?
Marjorie. Let me just check. Runcorn.
Okay. What does she say?
She says, the news in the north is quite complicated.
Yeah, you don't know where Runcorn is, do you?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's in the north. I can't get my head around
it. Well, it's funny that, because Cornelius, you can't.
Well, I can't get my head around it,
but allow
John.
Us to help you, because what we like to do on this programme is explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious, really. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Smuggled coke from Dover to Oz, mayor of Dover, not involved though.
News in haiku. Matt is here with the Diversity Paper Review. If you are a regular listener, you'll know that we are the most diverse programme in British, nay, world broadcasting. Yes, yes, Lenny Henry bangs on, doesn't he, about getting different diversities in to do different things and quotas and box ticks this and thing that. So fine, yeah, all very well, but we've been doing it for nigh on 6 months since this programme began. To wit, the Diversity Paper Review, the paper's reviewed by a different diversity each day. Today we welcome Matt, who is a...
I'm Jewish.
Yes, and what have you in the papers?
I've got many stories for you, John. There's a diverse selection for us all to indulge in.
Nicely linked to there. Which paper are you starting with?
It's not actually a paper. It's an online blogging site.
Oh, God.
Also known as the Huffington Post.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
So it's fine. It's allowed. To be honest, it's something that the newspapers have covered throughout the past few weeks. It has been the return of Britain's favourite baking TV show, The Great British Bake Off. And with that comes a whole host of innuendos that we can indulge and love and listen to time and time and again.
Yes.
A selection for you.
So the Huffington Post have just listed some innuendos?
Yes, they have.
Right. Okay, fine.
Some of those innuendos that I noticed on the show this week include, who wants to eat some carpet?
They did say that.
Good.
Yes, they did, Connie. Oh, I'm not making it up.
Yeah, what's that got to do with bacon?
Well,
it was to do with the gingerbread house. And there was a fudge carpet, and it was...
I mean, already.
I just feel like they're writing it backwards now, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, they're exactly right. It started off as a sort of nice little show for old people to watch. Because, I love the baking. And now it's
And they snuck a couple of innuendos in for funsies.
Yeah.
And now they're just going, okay, this week we're going to bake vagina cakes. Mel and Sue, go and write some jokes.
It's not even... they're not even trying anymore. Yeah. It's like, and I love him, but Chris Packham doing the Springwatch style programme.
Yes.
Where he now just says really bad things to Michaela Strachan in order to just get people writing letters. There was, I kid you not, there was this is 8:30, is it, BBC One?
8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Wednesday evenings.
No, I'm talking about the Chris Packham thing.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, fine.
But, yeah.
But either way, he said he was talking about, you know, it was like springtime, waking up in the morning, and he genuinely said the phrase, Michaela, she likes cock in the morning, right? And he was talking, of course, about the farm animal, right? But it's just like they're not trying anymore, isn't it? It's like they've not bothered. So we've got Bake Off doing it, as you say, reverse engineering it. You know, Mary Berry's soggy flan is now a phrase that can mean anything.
It's true. It can literally mean anything. And one contestant said to Mel and Sue, one of them, I can't remember which one, said, oh, do you mind helping me carry my jugs over? She genuinely had a pair of jugs that she was part of her cake.
Yeah, because the
nobody's ever carried two jugs in the real world.
No, it's just because no one's ever done that.
You don't need more than one jug for anything.
A jug contains all that you need. You know, even a jug full of breast milk will contain as much breast milk as you possibly... You don't need to say, can you help me carry my jugs? It's unnecessary.
It's true, but there are plenty of innuendos around, and as the group...
Give us another one.
Well, Paul Hollywood said... I think your sister tastes lovely.
Yeah,
Cornelius, you watch this programme, don't you?
I do, yeah. I watched most of it last night.
Yes.
He said all of this, and it was really funny. And I was like, I enjoy it, guys. I think it's funny.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, I like Mel and Sue enormously. I've never watched Bake Off, so I don't know. But Mel and Sue, you know, Sue says you'll come on this programme, by the way.
Did
you? Yeah. You know, I texted her.
On the way to Edinburgh.
Yes, you know we were going to Edinburgh.
We had a couple of wines and we realised we hadn't booked any guests. Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Remember, and I said, I'll just text Sue Perkins and say, see if she'll come on the show. And she texted me back. I forgot to tell you. She said, no, I can't because I've got a Great British Bake Off embargo and I can't do interviews this week. In an innuendo way, she said, I'll come whenever you like.
Oh, that's nice. Just Sue, though, yeah?
Just Sue, yeah.
All right.
Which one's Sue?
You know, the one on the right.
The one who's the less annoying one.
Yeah, fewer. Anyway, so what else have we got in the papers?
Lots more coming up. Game of Thrones has got another world record for being the most pirated, downloaded show on TV at the moment.
See, that's got to be annoying for them, hasn't it? Because obviously it's a popular show, but if you're making it, you want people... does this make... Because I know the kids, right? You know, the kids these
days... What's up?
You lot, with your... With your little catchphrases like that one that you all say, you kids, you think you're getting something for nothing, don't you? You download this illegally, you know, you muse, you don't pay for it anymore, you just get it off the internet, and you know what will happen to you, kids, right? Is that there'll be nothing left, there'll be no content, there'll be no innuendo on your Bake Off program, because what'll happen is you won't pay for anything, and no one will have any money, and so they won't make any more music or television or films, and it's your fault. Because you think you can get something for free. Well, let me tell you, no, you can't. Pay for it.
Radio's actually free.
Radio's free, yeah, right now.
Yeah, this is free.
Because and the podcast.
The podcast's free.
Because literally no one would pay for this, that's why. This is the most pirated show in radio.
Possibly. Well, 14.4 million people downloaded. This very show,
yeah.
Along with Game of Thrones, it was a buy one get one free,
sort of a bundle.
Yeah, got it as a group.
But that's not fair. Think if 14.4 million people had paid. I don't know how much is Game of Thrones to download when you buy it, like £8 or something. No, probably more than that, isn't it? On Apple or something.
It's like £20 for a series, probably.
There you go. Yeah. Right, if 14.4 million people had paid for it, that money's going to the Game of Thrones people. They'd make more Game of Thrones, therefore we're all happy.
I'll tell you where
but
it wouldn't
at the moment,
go.
But they've already announced they're not going to be making any more.
Shut your face with your facts, right? What I'm saying is, though, the Game of Thrones people might go, we've got 20 times 14.4.
We could make a new show even better than Game of Thrones with all that money. That's what they might say in a role-playing scenario.
Yeah, so it's your fault.
I didn't download it, so it's technically not my fault.
I paid for it.
Okay. That's great.
Yes.
I've never watched it in Venice, so...
Yeah, neither have I.
So, everybody. Not the last series. Cass is right. She gave it to me free on a memory stick, but... She's just reminding me that in my ear. But before that, I bloody bought it.
Oh, well, before somebody that was more technologically minded than you could work
you
out how to do it. Just because you didn't know how to BitTorrent. That's the only reason. You can't hold a moral high ground because you can't use a Google Chrome.
Apparently the website you want to be using is Torrent Free. Anyway, more in the news that I think you might be interested in.
Yeah.
Delivery drivers that just shouldn't bother. Essentially, there's been a lot of reports recently of people that have been receiving deliveries from online retailers that they've ordered it from, and they haven't been delivered in the way they've wanted. For instance, they've been covered in blood or a bat. Yeah.
What? No, the lorry drivers.
No, the parcels. You know, because obviously, when you buy something online, you don't get it.
So people are getting their deliveries of parcels covered in blood from lorry drivers.
Yes. I maybe they're getting paper cuts from the parcels. I don't know. Cardboard.
Or they're all serial killers.
They could be. They could be in their spare time.
Yeah.
Apparently the vans have been having to crash into houses. Oh, there have been parcels stuck in trees.
What? I mean,
who's doing this?
I don't remember the last time I had anything delivered to my house, but I haven't had any disasters such as this.
We were talking earlier about a new, what's it called? Amazon button.
Amazon Dash.
Yes. Yes, that. Where you press a button, you stick a button to something, like your washing machine. Mm. So if you run out of washing machine, you can just, if your washing machine, you just press it and you get a new washing machine.
If you run out of washing machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you fundamentally misunderstood the...
I wasn't really listening, but we were talking about it briefly. But also condoms as well. You can, if you run out of condoms, you can stick a button.
How long does it take for them to come?
Well... 5 days. So it's, I mean, it's not for emergencies, clearly, but it's an interesting concept. But if they're going to, if my condoms are going to arrive covered in blood, I don't really know.
No, exactly. That's actually
that's normally how I throw them away.
That's the opposite of what we're trying to achieve.
Should we get out of this?
Yeah,
brilliant. Okay,
you're a massive football fan, aren't you, John?
You're out of time.
I'm going. Goodbye. Thanks for having me. See you later. I've got some work to do.
I can't believe deliveries arrived. That's horrible. Isn't that horrible?
Thanks, Matt.
Anyway, that was Matt, who with today's diversity paper review. Coming up, the big debate and Paul Rossmaster. Today, Jake Yap is well and truly tested as to his knowledge of Paul Ross. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the delayed 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock. John Holmes isn't in the studio, so here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, Dave. Coming up, calls for the health secretary to be sacked, an explosion at the Kennedy Space Center, and Trump and the Mexican president in war of words.
Talk Radio.
Labour leadership hopeful Owen Smith has called for Jeremy Hunt to be sacked after junior doctors announced 5 days of strike action. He's describing him as the worst health secretary in the history of the NHS after the BMA upped the ante in the ongoing dispute over new contracts. The walkout is scheduled for a week on Monday. John Stoney from Cheshire is due to have an operation.
Well, obviously you're concerned, but I do support the NHS. My operation isn't life-threatening. You know, it's if it is cancelled, I don't know at the moment because I've not heard anything, but I'm sure they'll get in contact with me. If it is, I'm sure I can manage and put up with it.
There's been an explosion at the SpaceX launch site in Florida. The blast happened during a routine test firing of the unmanned rocket, shaking buildings and sending smoke billowing into the sky. A 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder by police investigating the death of a banker, feared to have been killed by a single punch. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlove have died after being hit while waiting for a taxi after a night out in Blackheath in southeast London. The Transport Secretary has told Talk Radio a £20 million government fund to improve Southern Rail won't solve the network's biggest problem. Money will be used to improve infrastructure, but passengers will still face more disruption next week as RMT union members will strike over the role of guards. Here's Secretary of State Chris Grayling.
Well, I can't stop the unions going on strike. I wish I could. The unions themselves have to explain to passengers why they're disrupting their lives when their members aren't losing any money. Their members aren't losing their jobs. This is all over who opens and closes a door on a train.
Industrial action by station staff over the closure of ticket offices on Wednesday has been called off. Mexico's president says US Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump's policies threaten his nation. The comments come hours after they shook hands after what's been described as a constructive meeting. The billionaire has reiterated he wants Mexico to pay for a war between the two countries. Sebastian Payne, who's been covering the election for the Financial Times, has told Talk Radio it's not a surprise he stood by the controversial policy.
He's going to do this campaign as he wants it, surrounded by his friends, surrounded by people who believe the same things that he does. I don't think he's going to acquiesce and try and moderate at all. So in that sense, this is Trump being Trump right here, sticking to his Mexican policy, and he's going to win or lose on that.
And we now need a TV license to watch or download BBC programmes on demand through iPlayer. A loophole which allowed us to watch programmes on catch-up without the need for a license has been closed.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Generally dry and fine for most of England and Wales, with good spells of sunshine. Showery rain across Northern Ireland and Scotland, spreading to Northern England later this afternoon. Highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
It's okay, John.
Great news. So.
You don't. What are you saying? What are you doing here?
I'm about to say we've got the sport.
It didn't seem like that's what you were saying.
I was going to say that. Ben has the sport, as you know. Today, it's live from a barbecue that gets interrupted by a Sharknado.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket and the fourth one-day international in Headingley. Pakistan won the toss and are batting first against England. The tourists a short time ago, 52 for one after 12 overs. To the football then, uncapped Alex McCarthy has been called up to the England squad in place of his injured Southampton teammate Fraser Forster. England get their World Cup qualifying campaign underway on Sunday away in Slovakia. At the US Open tennis, Andy Murray, Naomi Brody and Dan Evans are in third round action today. Finally, Felipe Massa has announced that this season will be his last in Formula One. The Brazilian Williams driver is out of contract at the end of the year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the sport. Live from a barbecue. That was interrupted by a Sharknado. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
For a great day out for all the family, come to Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
My name is Rio.
Sail the park's moat on the good ship Rio. Run aground at the Colossus of Nick Rhodes, the 80-foot stickle-brick effigy of the keyboard player himself, with a view to kill for.
Meeting you with a view to a kill.
White-knuckle thrills on the Reflex roller coaster. It's as scary as a nuclear war. Hungry like the wolf?
dine at the Union of the Steakhouse. And ladies, enjoy the John Taylor Simulator at Club Wild Boys. Wild Boys! Water wheel closed for repairs. Please, please tell me now. Is there something I should know? Yes, the directions. Just off Junction 5 on the M4 to Smedic. Admission £20. No trainers. Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Have a listen to this.
It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
That's Blink-182 with their song What's My Age Again. There have been many ages, of course, many of them. The age of innocence, the age of Aquarius, Jurassic, middle, the age of the train, which was a television campaign and poster campaign in the 1970s, fronted by Jimmy Savile. We'll gloss over that. But now scientists say in the news that we are living in the age of humans. That's what scientists have apparently... Well done, scientists, by the way. Glad you're spending your grant research money on that, you know, rather than cancer. But in this age of humans that scientists say we are now living in, the question is, and many people are asking it on social media today, do we need age in post-Brexit Britain? When we've got tables and cats. On the line now, very much thinking, we just simply do not, in this day and age, need age anymore, is Shania. Good afternoon, Shania.
Hello.
Hello there. Thank you for calling Talk Radio on 08444991000. You're hearing me say the word age. We're talking about age. You don't like age. You think we're in an age where we don't need age?
I think it's gone past its... I'm not going to say sell-by date because that alludes to
an age. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of ageism, I've started wearing B, strangely enough. I started wearing a burqa to cover myself up so people can't judge my age.
Age, yes. Yes,
and I find a burqa's the way to go.
Well, you get thrown out of France certainly, but it's because we live in an age where in France, being a secular society, of course, you know, we know of the news and the burkini, but everything falls into an age, doesn't it, Shania? You can't just dismiss it.
I'm just saying it's not actually appropriate. If you look at the creams that people are made to buy, there's all sorts of lotions and potions and creams, all to sort of cover up our age.
Yeah.
To sort of fit in. It's not really appropriate. Birthday parties, that's another reason. They're awful. I had a meltdown at my last birthday party. That's about age again. If everybody was the same age, we wouldn't have a problem.
Okay, I do hear what you say. Just stay on the line for me now, because I'd like to bring in another caller who's called in on 08444991000. Greg Evigan is on the phone. Hello, Greg.
All right, kidder.
All right there. Now, listen, you are... you're listening to Shania there. Shania says we don't need... We live in an age... She wouldn't use that term, but we do live in an age when we don't really need age anymore, and she's very anti it, but you, I think, are... You want to keep age.
Oh, of course I do. I'm proud to say I'm 25 age and a half age, yes. John, and I'm very proud about it. As you know, this debate's been going on for an age,
yeah.
And I just think these ageists need to take their anti-age agenda, and easy for me to say, actually, and just jolly well shove off.
Yeah, well, Shania, you're listening to that. That's Greg Evigan. He's on the other line. He's telling you to shove off. Jolly well shove off, he says, about your age.
You see, what he used the word proud there about his age. Why is he proud? It's like saying you're proud from coming from somewhere. It's ridiculous to be proud of your age.
Yeah.
That's just outrageous, really.
Well, specific?
Pride comes before a fall. Tell him that, John. Pass that on to me.
I will. I'll tell him that now.
Yeah.
Greg, pride comes before...
No,
she said pride comes before a fall, Greg.
Pride becomes before who?
Pride becomes before a fall.
You'll fall over. You'll hurt yourself.
She is a fool. Never mind Shania. She's twain ideas. She is.
Mm.
What?
Great. So, Greg, listen. Let me play devil's advocate for a moment. You're saying that age is appropriate. Age appropriate. You're saying we need age. Now, are you talking all age? I mean, are you talking Jurassic, middle? Mm. Aquarius, as I said, the age of a. I mean, no, just while you're there, Greg, have a quick listen to this, Greg. Listen to this, Greg. Greg, listen to this.
What is it?
Just listen. The song "The Age of Aquarius" and Greg and you've heard that now and but you're so for age. What age is Aquarius? Put a number. I'm going to put you on the spot here, and I don't apologise for it. Put a number on that. Put a number on the age of Aquarius.
I'd say Aquarius was probably around about 36.
Thirty-six. Right, Shania. Aquarius is 36. Answer that.
Oh, I don't think Aquarius is 36.
How old is Aquarius then?
I'm not going to give a number.
No, I'm putting you on the spot.
I could give a very large number or a very small number, but it's irrelevant because it shouldn't exist because it's a way of putting people into little boxes. And it's foolhardy and unnecessary. Look back at and I'm going to say the word dark ages. It's not a positive. Age is never connected with positivity, is it?
And
he doesn't sound positive. He sounds like he needs a little bit of help. And there are creams you can get, but none probably for the help he needs.
Right. So, Greg, the dark ages. Shania does, again, she has a point. And it's the one she said. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm not really sure this day and age, John. I mean, I don't know the rules of the radio, but are we allowed to say dark ages? Or is that quick?
It's a phrase from the 1970s, which was an age.
The age of the hippie. Yeah, well, I'm for all ages: Bronze Age, Stone Age, Iron Age, Maiden Age. And in fact, I'm quite a keen listener to your show, Kidder. And I must say that I kind of have the same opinion as your ginger occasional producer, Dave. I mean, age is just a number to me. I'm fine with all ages.
Yes, as is Dave. Hashtag students. In Sweden... let me tell you this. In Sweden, they've done away with age. I mean, there have been trials in Sweden. I don't know if you've heard this. And they've done away with it. And what they've done there is they've arbitrarily put ages of people. They've transposed ages of animals. So, you know, like a dog year is like 7 human years or something. That might not be accurate, I don't know. But a cat is automatically 12 years older than a boy, I think. And an owl is timeless. And so but in Sweden, they've experimented by doing this, by grafting the heads of animals onto humans in order to not age them. What do you make of that, Shania?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for Sweden. But I'm not sure about the animal idea. I think we'll leave the animals to be in the animal kingdom. But I think one of the main problems with the whole age business is it does actually cause a lot of problems. That insurance, if you try and get insurance and you're a certain, you're a low number, very expensive. High numbers, very expensive. But what we need to do is send people to bingo. If they want to do numbers, go somewhere where they can use numbers, but not in relation to insurance. That upsets me somewhat.
Right, so you think that in terms of how insurance, I suppose, very much depends on your age as to how much... I'm sorry to swear.
You're using that word again.
I apologise. But it's necessary when discussing it in a grown-up way. You know, as adults, we can use it. And I say as adults, but I mean, that puts an age on it, so I know that's a... Mm-hmm. I've said it again, but... problem. Here's a question. Greg, tree rings.
Where?
Yes or no?
Well, it depends on what context, really.
Well, I'm saying it for age, because if you've got... How do you age a tree? Right, a tree, like your dog years, is a dog is 7 years ahead of an adult, as I said. A cat, 12 years ahead of a boy. And owls are timeless. A tree, though, if you cut a tree in half, you count the rings to determine its...
Age,
oh, that's right. Yes, exactly.
Oh, I see. So it's like tree ring for the age of the trees, cat ring for the age of the cats.
Yes, if you cut a cat in half, you can age a cat, as we know. And that's why they have seven more. Basically, if you cut a person in half, you know you can age them because of the rings. But if you then cut a cat in half, the cat will always have 12 more rings, the dog will have seven, and owls are timeless.
So you're going to get dog rings?
Say again?
You can get dog rings, can you?
Dog rings, yes. Yes, if you cut a dog in half, that they're 7 years. They've got seven more rings.
That's clever.
Yes, well, it's how you age. I mean, this is my point. It's how you age things, isn't it?
Down my local high street, I must say, John, there's a place where people go when they're worried about ages called Age Concern.
Yes,
and we gather and we talk about these things. I'll have to take that to the next meeting. The rings thing. I like the idea of a ring.
Yes, do you, Shania?
No, I don't. I mean, I wonder if he was to try, I mean, it's just an idea for him, when he goes to his age concern meeting, which I'm concerned he's concerned about at his age, but I've used that word several times now, but as you said, we're all being mature adults. But if he was to go along and bring a half a dozen burkas with him, and I've got them a variety of colours, I do sell them now, but if he was to, that would take...
What are these burkas? I don't understand.
It's a coverall, isn't it? It's a coverall. Nobody's going to judge you by how you look, and that's what it's all about, people judging. Yeah. Making judgment.
John, can you explain these burkas to me? I don't get them. What are they?
They're a French invention. It's a whole other debate. It's a different... We haven't got time. I mean, we can't...
It would help him hugely at age concern. I've used that word again, but you know what I'm saying.
We can't. I mean, I'm going to have to... If you keep swearing, I'm going to have to just...
I've got an age if you want it.
Just stop this now. So, listen, thank you. As you can hear, it's an emotive... subject. Do we still need age in post-Brexit Britain when we've got tables and cats? Do we? That's the question. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'd like to sum up the debate for us in one word, please. Shania first. Sum up the debate in one word.
Nurka.
Thank you. And Greg Evergan, could you sum up the debate in one word?
Dog wing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Talk Radio. Get involved. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix. Let's do it right. Exclusions apply. Cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here!
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M23, one lane closed before the M25, an accident causing delays back to Junction 9 at Gatwick. On the London-bound M3, there's a broken down horse box between Junction 3 at Lightwater and Junction 2 for the M25. And an accident on the northbound M1 in Hertfordshire has partly blocked the motorway between Junction 8, Hemel Hempstead, and Junction 9 at Redbourne. The A1 in Nottinghamshire, there's queuing traffic northbound where there's one lane closed, a broken down crane near Colton on Trent. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. All the reactions coming into today's big debate. Do we still need age in post-Brexit Britain when we've got tables and cats? Is it relevant anymore? Shania there was very much against the concept. Greg Evigan phoned in to argue with her, said age is still relevant. So what do you think, though? Here's some messages and texts and tweets that have been coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. The opinion worm is flailing. Heavily Agree says, I heavily agree. You can put years into a dog year, and I am currently in a dog and having the time of my life. Yeah. And this is coming from Pete, who says, I wouldn't listen to someone like Greg Evigan. He is friends with a bear, and that's disgusting.
That's right, yeah, but the thing about Greg Evigan is it wasn't a bear.
No.
Have
I read this wrong?
Yes, read it again.
No, I wouldn't listen to Greg Evigan. He is friends with a bear, and that's disgusting.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, because the bear, in this case, because Greg Evigan, obviously, is the star of the 1980s television programme BJ and the Bear, and the bear in that wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee, but it was called Bear. That's the thing about it. So from there the humour arose. So he was a truck driver, but he had a chimpanzee called Bear.
Okay.
But it was a
bear.
No. Listen, it was a.
Wasn't a bear. That's the thing.
It wasn't a bear. It was called Bear, but it was a chimpanzee.
So the human was called Bear, and
he was Greg Evigan.
Okay.
But he was called BJ in the thing.
BJ
McKay.
No, just BJ McKay. Okay. And his best friend, Bear.
But not a bear.
It was a chimpanzee called Bear. Yeah. That's the point of the...
Okay. Well, I'll try and get this back to Peter, but...
Okay. John, read your discussion and debate on age. We've all heard of the problems with ageism and be old people. Thanks very much. If you like to...
Hello, is that Peter? Hi, yeah, thanks very much for your message into the show. We just had one small problem with your message. Apparently, Greg Evigan wasn't actually friends with a bear, which just to confirm...
Tell him it was a character he's called.
Tell him it was a chimpanzee.
But apparently, he was a chimpanzee called Bear.
But Greg Evigan's also BJ.
But Greg Evigan was called BJ, despite not being... Anyway, okay.
It was like in Tarzan.
Have you seen Tarzan, Peter? Okay, yeah. Okay.
No, not Tarzan, Peter. Just Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Has he seen it?
Have you seen it? Yes, he has.
Right. It's.
He says he's really hoping there's some sort of example in it that he can use.
There is.
And translate.
There is, because in Tarzan, the chimpanzee was called Cheetah. But he wasn't a cheetah.
Cheetah?
It was a chimpanzee.
So you know the Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no. Peter, can I call you back after the show? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd say between 4 and 5, keep that free. Okay, thanks very much. Cheers, bye-bye.
Peter there, one of our listeners. If you text us in, there's every chance we will call you like that and explain to you the concept of BJ and the bear. It's 24 minutes past 3. It's time for showbiz. It's already in the afternoon's eye. am John Holmes, and yes, it is time to review the showbiz, the week's showbiz, with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's called Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. You?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
Not
you,
bad.
You look a bit better today. Yesterday, you looked like you were suffering when I saw you.
I was up to the eyes in showbiz.
Yeah.
It was tearing at my soul, yeah. Making me feel vastly unhealthy.
Yeah. A bit of hay fever, wasn't it?
That was that as well, yeah.
But you're better today.
Yep.
And you bring with you the showbiz.
I do. All of the biz in the show.
Yes. What have you been bringing in?
Rihanna and Drake have now finally confirmed that they're going out as they've been filmed doing a snog. I mean, I don't know if this was one that went under the radar, but yeah, Rihanna and Drake are apparently a thing.
Right. Well, sorry, what's a... This is Sir Francis Drake, the...
Yes, that one. Yeah. She's going out with him.
Yeah. The captain of...
And bit of an age gap, of but the, who are we to judge?
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
She's, what is she? 20...
I don't know. Like 20... Worry. She...
How old's
21?
Rihanna? Anyone know?
Rihanna, 25, probably now.
Right, and Sir Francis Drake, probably around 400 years old.
Yeah, he's looking well for
just
it,
over
to be fair to him.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
No, don't.
He's
really.
A 400-year-old mariner, latterly of the Golden Hind.
Yep.
Sailed around the world, discovered things.
That's his nickname for her, apparently.
And he's going out with a 22-year-old. And in this day and age, why is that a problem? It's not a problem with me.
Exactly.
I don't mind that Sir Francis Drake is going out with Rihanna. I think
exactly.
That's absolutely fine. At least he won't punch her like that Chris Brown bloke.
Yeah, very true.
Who is also in the showbiz news, isn't he, Chris Brown? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I believe there was a standoff outside his house, and he threw a bag of unpleasantries out the window, and then they arrested him anyway. He kind of was all over social media doing his nut about it, but I'd quite like to see him get arrested, to be honest, by this stage. It's probably he probably had it coming.
I'd say many people would agree with you.
Yes, yeah. Not a nice bloke.
Good showbiz roundup there. what else? So Rihanna's going out with Sir Francis Drake. Chris Brown's been arrested for throwing some unpleasantries. What have you got next?
Brooklyn Beckham, who I thought was still a toddler, in all fairness, has broken up with Chloe Grace Moretz just months after they went public with their romance. Apparently he's in London following the breakup. She's in the Americas, and yeah, they've broken up. I can't believe he's old enough to be sort of dating ladies and things. Like I remember, like the Ali G thing when Brooklyn Beckham was born. I thought he was still about 10 or something. This
yeah,
madness.
Well, again, you know, he could be. I don't know how old what the kids do in the dating now.
True,
are they 10?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if Rihanna's willing to go out with a 400-year-old seafarer,
yep.
Then I don't see why Brooklyn Beckham shouldn't go out with whatever a Chloe Grace Moretz is.
Yes, definitely.
Is she an actress?
Of some description, yeah. Okay. I think so.
What was she in?
She was in that one.
Great. So so she was in that one.
Kick-Ass.
Yep.
She in that?
I think that was the one, yeah.
Confirmed.
Pretty sure that's the one.
Right, fine. Okay, good. Great Beckham chat. Next.
Katie Price has had her 757th boob job. They're big.
Has she got 757 breasts?
That would probably make it a bit better, but no, it's just the same two that have sort of got bigger, got smaller. Then she put hood ornaments on them, and then sort of got an interior decorator in, and then they got smaller again, and then they're bigger again, and now they're just massive, and it's crept into the news.
Of course it has.
It has. It's encroached into the news.
Has
it's about 4 foot away, but it's just sort of...
Pushed its way.
Yes,
Has she got something to promote? Is that why she's gone and done some breast thing again?
Are you suggesting that because she's got a book coming out, she's made her breasts a bit bigger?
I wouldn't suggest that, no.
Well, I would. That's probably what's gone on.
Yeah,
to be fair.
John, your book's just been released this week, so...
That's a good point, actually.
You should.
And I need all the publicity I can possibly get.
Yeah, and all the hype.
Yeah, thank you. My book is out now, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yeah, no one cares.
Amazon.
But
poignant, charming.
Yeah, we're not going to listen to this unless you get a boob job.
That'd sell it for me. I'd buy two copies
would
if you,
you
got a boob job. Yeah.
One for each.
Yep.
I might do it.
Go for it.
I mean, because I'd get in the papers, wouldn't I? I'd
you would.
Get in your showbiz.
Oh, you would, yeah. You'd be top of the showbiz.
If I got a breast job,
yep,
I would be in the... Wouldn't I?
Get a leg job.
What do you mean a leg job?
You can make anything of yours bigger. Start with the basics.
What are you suggesting, Dave? Height. Is that a height?
It's your short, because you're short.
Did that one go over your head?
Don't encourage them, Reese.
I can't help it.
Reese, can you hang about a bit?
I certainly can.
Because there's more. I sense more showbiz within you.
Plenty of it.
You're brimming with
oozing
it.
With it, as they say in these horrible red top pages of disaster.
Okay. So Reese is here. He's a man from TalkSport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He'll be bringing us more of it very shortly on Talk Radio. It's 3:30 now. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has backed Jeremy Hunt as health secretary despite junior doctors in England announcing the longest full-on strike in NHS history. The ongoing row over new contracts looks set to continue as the BMA is staging 5 days of action from a week on Monday. Labour leadership hopeful Owen Smith says there needs to be a dramatic change to stop the current situation.
Clearly, he needs to go if we're to avert this strike. I'm saying that. Obviously today I'm also saying clearly that we need a real plan of action to avert this strike, and I'm afraid that Jeremy Corbyn and my own party need to have brought more ideas to the table in recent days to avert this.
There's been an explosion at the SpaceX launch site in Florida. NASA says the space exploration firm was conducting a test firing of its unmanned rocket. There are no reported injuries. Apple's hired a city law firm to fight its multi-billion pound Irish tax bill. Freshfields Brockhouse Deringer has already worked with the tech giant on other legal cases around the world. One of the strikes planned on the Southern Railway network is being suspended on Wednesday. The RMT union says significant progress has been made in talks, but a separate 48-hour walkout starting on the same day is still going ahead. And the Alton Towers roller coaster that crashed more than a year ago, seriously injuring 5 people, has broken down again. More than 30 people were stuck on the Smiler ride earlier, but no one was hurt. The weather, rain moving southeast across most parts overnight, lows of 14 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be a mix of sunshine and showers in the north, but cloudier generally in the south, with some patchy outbreaks of rain.
Highs of 23?
Highs of 19. There's more in half an hour.
How has that changed in the last half hour?
Because I'm now forecasting tomorrow's weather and not today's. I update it for 3:30 if I remember. Yesterday I didn't.
I'm going out tonight. What are the highs going to be?
Well, the low tonight is 14 degrees. You said that.
It's obviously student night.
Clearly not paying attention.
Victoria there with the news and the student forecast. It's 3:32. In the next half an hour, Jake Yap of the Sunday Breakfast Parish will be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster. He will have his knowledge and patience tested as to Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Before that, though, Reese has more showbiz, which we'll do very shortly indeed.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed it is. They don't need to, so they don't. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Reese is still with us. He brings us showbiz. Already we have talked of Katie Price.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Your boob job.
My boob job. a Beckham.
Yep.
And something else. What now in the world of showbiz? Reese, a man from TalkSport, no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz.
Khloe Khan has got drunk on her 21st in a cat suit.
Great news. What else?
That was literally it for that one.
I mean, what is that?
She was in Celebrity Big Brother and got her boobs out a lot, and now it's like news that she goes out on a night out for her 21st birthday, shockingly, squeezed into a Playboy bunny outfit.
You know, I've just Googled Khloe Khan because I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
The first Google suggestion.
You're not the only one.
First Google suggestion is Khloe Khan. What's she from?
Well, it's what the nation is now asking. I mean, I've not heard of her. I don't know what it is, what it's for.
Nope.
But so the news is she's gone out.
She's gone out and ended the night in a strip club, falling out of it with her friends. She went out with what has been described here as a gaggle of friends. I don't know if that's a new word to describe a horde of ladies of the evening.
It's a collective noun.
Yes, collective noun.
A gaggle of... Yes. Like a murder of crows.
Yes.
And a gaggle of...
Ladies.
Whatever she is. Yeah.
Reality lady, stars. I mean,
yeah, yeah. A gaggle of reality stars.
Yes.
Just to quickly interject, while we're talking about Google suggestions after typing Khloe Khan, have you seen the fourth one, Dave? It is Khloe Khan and Bear, Big Brother.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it?
Bear. That BJ and the bear.
From, yeah, I'm just I'm
just checking if it was a bear or...
Is Bear from BJ and the Bear gone into the Big Brother house? It's not even a... This is show business.
I don't think you can have a bear in the Big Brother house.
It's not a... Cornelius, it's not... What? The thing is, it's not a bear. It's a chimpanzee.
Yeah, it wasn't a bear. It was in the Big Brother house. It was a chimpanzee.
That was called Bear.
Yeah.
But it beat in BJ and the BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. It wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee that sat next to him in his truck in the 80s in the programme BJ.
It wasn't
the
truck in Celebrity Big Brother.
Lorry.
Why didn't they call it BJ McKay and his best friend chimpanzee?
Because his name was Bear.
Also, try singing that jingle.
BJ Bear and his best friend chimpanzee.
BJ Bear.
I can't remember.
Anyway, so there's a bear in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. There was a bear, and it got off with Khloe Khan.
Is it like the
No, it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
Was it like that scene in The Revenant?
I haven't seen that.
There's a bear. It is a bear in this case. Can you ring Peter back, or the listener, Peter, back a minute? Peter, if you're just joining us, Peter texted in and he was confused as to whether the bear from BJ and the Bear was a bear or not. But he texted in, so we've got his number, so Cornelius can call him back. Sorry, Reese, I know this
is fine.
It's a showbiz, but it's an important point.
Hello, Peter. Hi, Peter. Yeah, it's Cornelius from Talk Radio.
Again,
very quickly. Did you watch Celebrity Big Brother this year? You didn't. You don't own a television. Okay. So basically...
Well, yeah, explain. It's quite simple. There was a bear in the Big Brother house.
It's sort of a TV show where they lock up a load of celebrities in a house.
And animals. And one of them was a bear.
Ask him
if he's seen The Revenant.
Have you seen The Revenant? You have.
There you go. Right.
At your home, but you don't have a TV.
No, but...
Okay.
How did he watch BJ and the Bear if he's...
Well, that's interesting. Okay, anyway. So basically, the bear from BJ and the Bear...
Isn't a bear.
Went, because sorry?
He isn't a bear.
It's not a bear.
It's a chimpanzee.
It's still a chimpanzee, yeah. He went into the Celebrity Big Brother house. Yeah, and he got off with Khloe Khan... No, she isn't. I know it's celebrities, but they're not actually celebrities. That's part of the humour. Yeah, sort of like, yeah, Tarzan, yeah. Okay, that's great. Okay, good. Okay, yeah. See you later, Peter.
Cheers, Peter.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Peter, one of our listeners there. If you want to text us, we will call you back on air like that, by the way. That's fine. Explain things to you. If you don't understand something in the show, which is probably most of the show, then by all means, drop us a text, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll call you back like that. You won't have to be on air. We'll just call you back like that and explain things to you.
Yep.
New feature. Reese is still here with some showbiz. What have you got, Reese?
How can I top that?
I don't know.
Justin Bieber tried to pay for some stuff in a Subway and his credit card got declined. This is someone with, like, millions and millions of pounds. And one of his fans stepped in and paid for a sandwich for him. That's mental to me. How can someone who earns that much money... I mean, maybe he took his wrong card out with him or something. But, yeah, Justin Bieber been spotted.
Spotted.
One of his fans paid for a sandwich for him. That's spotted. So weird.
Was it a foot long?
Apparently, if you see the pictures that have leaked online.
Okay. And anything about the sandwich shop?
Not so much.
Okay. Anything else in the showbiz news?
A friend of the show, Black China, has got naked for Elle magazine.
Racist.
Yes. And yeah, she's doing it to fit in with the Kardashians because she's marrying into the Kardashians via the male one. I think his name's Rob or something. And she's pregnant with another little Kardashian clone. And I lost interest and started crying.
That's Reese there with the Showbiz Roundup. Thank you very much, Reese. Excellent stuff as ever. There he was, Showbiz, reviewed by a man with no interest in or knowledge of Showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next, we will be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster. Today, Jake Yap from Sunday Mornings will be trying to get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played by scoring some points. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M23, one lane closed before the M25, an accident causing delays back to Junction 9 at Gatwick. On the London-bound M3, there's a broken down horse box between Junction 3 at Lightwater and Junction 2 for the M25. And an accident on the northbound M1 in Hertfordshire has partly blocked the motorway between Junction 8, Hemel Hempstead, and Junction 9 at Redbourne. The A1 in Nottinghamshire, there's queuing traffic northbound where there's one lane closed, a broken down crane near Colton on Trent. I'm Dave Stanford.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And do you know, well, the news, if you've ever seen the news, and I know you'll have heard it coming out of Victoria on every half hour, but the thing is, it's quite complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You and many others, Cornelius, but allow us to help you. We are Talk Radio. We are here to reach a helping hand out through the front of your radio grill, which, by the way, is... That's me... Just scratching on the inside of your radio or your app, if that's how you're listening. We're in here very much explaining the news to you by helping you through it, because when you break news down, it becomes, of course, it's like when you, I don't know, with your chef or chefess knowledge is any use, but when you sort of boil something down, do you reduce it, don't you, to get as you. And it's like that. If you do that with the news, what you end up with in the pan is Japanese poetry, if you sort of boil news off. And five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We explain to you the news in haikus.
Corbin on course 2.
win Labour leadership and lose the election.
The news in haiku.
Shut up.
It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the game of Paul Rossmaster, radio's least favourite quiz. It's where celebrities, well, people we know, are tested as to their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And, well, the idea is to try and get to the top of the leaderboard. And all you need to do that is get some points. On the phone to play today is the Sunday morning breakfast presenter, Jake Yap.
No, do it again. Maybe if you do it again, it'll talk. Mm-hmm. So.
On the phone to play today is the Sunday morning breakfast presenter, Jake Yap. As broadcast is through the glass. Cass?
Hi, John.
Why isn't Jake Yap on the telephone?
Because he went in a tunnel. I'm trying to call him back, but he's going straight to answer phone. He said he'd be free!
Right. So, your job is essentially to get a contestant on at this time.
I did!
At the same time every week.
I did!
On the phone to play.
He was there when you were doing the haiku.
Paul Rossmaster. And then when it comes to it, he's not there.
But he is. It's
because
just
you've
not...
badly produced this section.
No, that's not.
Get him back. We're all waiting. We're all eyes and ears now are on you, Cass.
It's going straight to answer phone.
Just ring him. Keep ringing. This is great radio all of a sudden.
It's okay, isn't it? I'd say it's not the worst radio we've done this afternoon. If to rank it, but it's fairly near the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the bar. To be fair, the bar is quite low.
Oh,
we don't a high bar.
Preposterously low, John. Do we own a bar?
But the fact that every week at this time, at around 20, about quarter to four, we do Paul Rossmaster with a contestant, and you know, it's I don't know. Let's just throw it out, a producer's job. To line up a guest.
Aspod, for sure.
Aspod can. Yeah. And make sure that's ready to happen. You'd think, wouldn't you, that you know, there's kind of a week to arrange it.
Wait, hang on. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, exactly a week. We've got some options here. Does anyone do a good Jake Yap impression? He's very good at impressions, so...
Or Cass is going to have to play it.
But as Jake?
Yes.
You don't like Cass on the radio that much?
Hello?
Jake!
Oh!
Jake Yap's on the telephone. What happened there, Jake?
I'm sorry about the sound of the train.
You're on a train?
No, I'm off my train now. I'm now stuck in Stevenage. That's how much I care about your show.
Did you get off the train?
To play Paul Rossmaster?
You're an idiot. But thanks.
I've heard I can win, what is it, a new hi-fi and a fridge or something.
Sorry, we were just killing time until you got here. Anyway, Jake Yap is on Sunday mornings. He's just done a run at the Edinburgh Festival. If you heard our show from Edinburgh, he was... He was appalling on that as well. So it is... what's your knowledge
do
of...
Do I just have to take anything you throw at me? Now, is that a deal?
You do know.
I was on a train.
What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like, Jake?
Extensive, both internal and external.
Good. You're not the only one. So, you are playing to get... I think we filled that time very well.
Playing
to get some points, Jake. You are heading to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played. That's the gist of it. In the game of Paul Rock. There are three questions. Jake Yap, there are A, B and C answers. Are you ready to play this week's edition?
I was ready 7 minutes ago.
Here we go. Question number one. Classic sitcom remake news. And, of course, this week, the BBC Television screened a classic sitcom remake of the classic sitcom Are You Being Paul Ross? Set in a department store on a traffic roundabout near Maidenhead, the hilarious plot revolved around much-loved characters doing all of their funny catchphrases while selling perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food to a range of customers through the windows of their cars, while Mrs. Slocum, played in the remake by Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, kept returning to her classic catchphrase, which involves people asking people if they'd seen her meow meow. But are You Being Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based sitcom remake in the offing. Name the other one. Is it A, Hardeep Singh Kohli Fools and Horses? That's not on anymore for some reason.
Weird.
Is it B...
Why did he get pulled off?
Is it B... Julia Hartley Brewer's Rising Damp? Or is it C, Paul Gambaccini's Porridge?
Like so many before, I'm going to go for C.
You're going to go for Gambo's Porridge is the right answer. Question number two. Health news. This week, Seed the Government issue a health warning regarding the resurgence of the H1N1 virus known as Paul Ross flu. Paul Ross flu is known to have originated in pigs and during episodes of his now defunct living TV game show Mystic Challenge, and can be transmitted on air between 6 and 10 every weekday morning on Talk Radio. Unchecked, the Paul Ross virus can live on everyday radio objects like microphones and Sam Delaney for years. Government advice is to dispose of Paul Ross in a tissue and then wash your hands. But apart from Paul Ross flu, what other radio-based disease is it possible to catch?
No.
Is it A, Moyles' foot, a fungal infection whereby a painful, itchy fungus that looks and smells like Chris Moyles appears between the toes? Is it B, Dermatitis O'Leary, without a proper cream or uncture, bits of Dermot's Radio 2 programme simply flake off? Or is the disease C, Johnny Golden Ash?
I think I've heard of B, so I'm going to go for B.
Dermatitis O'Leary is the right answer. Very good. Right, here's question three. It's a music question, Jake. Yeah, listen to this music. Yeah, that was, of course, the recycled plastic, more often than not, naked singer Cher with her song about travellers. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists in the US have warned Talk Radio that the amount of so-called space junk orbiting full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross is at tipping point. A report by the National Research Council says that the debris could cause accidents during his show and even kill one of the guests he always gets from Z-list reality TV shows simply because his producer Johnny is obsessed with trite, vacuous nonsense. While he's on air, there are calls for Talk Radio to undertake research into the possible use of large nets around Paul Ross in order to catch his junk.
Don't need to be that large.
Name five famous nets.
Five famous nets?
Yes.
Tennis, fish, butterfly, spin and
put the clock on you. Put the clock on it.
Hair.
Timer on it. Timer there. Well,
next
time's up. Oh, let's. Okay. I mean, you said those ones. You said, but let's see what's written on the card. I said name five famous nets. Just one corn toe. Could have had the Bergerac and Midsummer Murders actor John Tulls. One-time fairy liquid advert actress Nanette Newman. Planet of the Apes.
Nah.
And the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, I knew that one.
I know. Now it's time. We need to go to find out your score, Jake. Remember, you're looking for some points to get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else ever playing.
Oh God!
So we're just gonna boot the system up. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's a very slow system, Jake. I apologise.
That's okay.
Just hang on.
You got it.
Listen, it's just it's a dial-up. It's just slow.
You got it.
Here we not yet. Wait a minute.
I won.
Slow system. We're in. We're into the system.
Have I won?
Hang on. Oh, Cornelius, just type
some problems with this.
Chancellor Jake.
How do you spell Jake?
Oh my God, J-A-K-E. Have I won?
Just bet. It's a very slow system, Jake. So.
Have I won? Oh,
but
my
when's
God.
Your show? When's your show, Jake?
Sundays at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sounded good on Sunday.
I heard the producer was rubbish.
The production, you know. No.
Better than the week before.
Where? No.
two numbers.
We're ready.
Are you in?
Yeah, let's print it.
Okay. Here we go, Jake, remember?
Yeah. Have I won?
Hang on. Just printing it. Your score's
just
printing.
Oh, my God.
It's just printing. Score's just printing out. Wait a minute. So impatient, Jake.
Look, the 1555 leaves. It's just leaving.
Get back on the train. It's fine. Just get on the train.
We've got to wait half an hour now. Will you have it by then?
Yeah. Just print. It's a very slow printer. There it is. Right. Jake Yap from Sunday mornings on Tour Radio.
I can confirm that Jake has scored.
Yes.
Some points!
Jake, congratulations. Thank you. Well done. Oh man, can I say hello to anyone who knows me? No. That was Jake Yap playing Paul Rossmaster on the radio. And now look who's here. It's only James Max. Hello, James Max.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Drive time coming up.
Yes. I'm surprised that you didn't, in homage to Mr. Ross not being here tomorrow, I'm surprised that you didn't turn it into a James Max competition.
Well, maybe that's the way ahead, isn't it?
That could be the way ahead.
Yeah. James Max Master.
James Max Master.
Yeah. It's a tongue twister,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Don't rule it out for the future.
That could all go horribly wrong, couldn't it? But there's many good snacks in here.
Yes, yes.
Cornelius, a veritable feast.
Do help yourself to a bag of mini cheddars.
Delicious.
Which, you know, I imagine that's...
Could certainly help the programme.
What have you got on it?
Oh, many things.
Yes.
Crime victims, should they have the right to contact offenders? You will find out why everybody loves cats. Also, elephant numbers are falling, so what we can perhaps do to help these magnificent animals. We're also going to be talking about the doctor's strike looming and whether you're going to be affected by it and indeed whether you support their strike action. And what on earth has Donald Trump said now? That and more. After four.
Splendid. Have we got time to do it? I don't think we do.
Annoying.
I don't think James will mind if we just eat into his programme a little bit with this. Last week, we have a reviewer on this programme.
Oh, yeah.
Called Roo, right? And a listener pointed out, I think, that he has the same voice as you, which is an excellent radio voice.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
Yep, right.
And so then we played a clip of you to Roo.
Oh, okay. Me to Roo.
To see if Roo could do you.
Okay.
And just for your own... sanity.
Yes.
I thought you should hear it.
Can I have it for my own insanity?
If you like.
Yes, please.
But this is you and then Roo.
Okay.
It's quite complicated, but here we go.
So, inflation rose to the highest level in 20 months in July with the Consumer Prices Index, the CPI, ticking up to 0.6% last month. It's only up 0.1%.
So try it's only
it's
up.
Only up 0.1%.
See, it but is the same.
That's me
point
doing an impression.
0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
See, now we can't tell them apart. I thought we'd just share that.
It's not bad.
It's 0.1%. It's James Max.
0.1%. Yes, there we go.
It's got the same. It's the same voice.
0.1%.
There you go.
I think my vowels are slightly more rounded.
Yes,
slightly.
Just you to analyse it that much. James Max, with you next.
It's all in the detail.
Oh yeah, on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.